Hey, you got Fox here. We got Muttman episode 112, and I'm joined, as always, by the Texas boy. How are you, good sir?
We're doing good, brother. How you doing?
Not so bad. Not so bad at all. Hey, so exciting week for you, right? What's your text message?
All right, my text message this week is another story on how I get curbed a lot, it seems like. So we got another story about how I shot my shot, and the shot went up, and it missed the rim. Missed all of it.
Did it happen on Twitter?
No, this did not happen on Twitter. I don't do my shooting on Twitter because
that's your biggest mistake.
So like I would do that, but it's weird because I'll tweet somebody and then somebody else sees my tweet at that somebody and they fucking respond to that tweet. I'm like, yo, can I do this in peace? Can I do this please? Like I don't mind trying to shoot my shot because like that's how stuff works. But when you got an audience there watching, it's a little different. It's like being on a gaming show.
Especially if they're like critiquing you and you're in your shot, like they'll give you that one gif of that one guy sending that the basketball with the hay up.
Always somebody respond with that, or does somebody tag you trying to talk to this chick? Like you just dismissing her completely? Like yo, my tastes must be terrible then, apparently according to your standards.
Yeah, what you got to do is you need a more supportive audience. Start cultivating people that'll support your dating life, and then I feel like the audience will just help you.
Or I need to shoot my shot at somebody famous so that way everybody kind of like understands what's going on. Because it's just like when you shoot your shot in public, a chick is kind of regular that doesn't got like the ass and titties that everybody's used to seeing with all these Instagram people. Everybody's like, you shouldn't be shooting a shot at that. But if you shoot it like a famous shot, like my man Nick the Bulls did, like everybody's okay with it. You know, like it's just weird standards. I don't get it.
So what's gonna happen? So texting Mia Khalifa is a thing in the future?
Nah, bro. I'm not trying to get my dick to fucking fall off. I'm good. That's not what we planning on at all.
Okay, I'm just saying. You know, you said somebody famous, and I think she's one of the most famous Twitter personalities, right?
She might be, but not for the right reasons.
Okay, everybody's got their past, Texas. You know, you got to look past that.
It's a little different when the past is broadcast on the web. Like, everybody's, it's all good. I don't want to see it, though. I don't want the thing about it, I don't want anybody coming and showing me things they did to her. And that's a lot of people coming, pun intended. Like, it's good. I'm good. I'm not trying to see any of that.
Yeah, you go where every man has gone many times before. All right, let's get onto your curve quickly. We got a guest with us this week.
Yeah, we do. I'm excited to introduce him. Appreciate it. Well, we'll get the story first, and we'll introduce our huge guest that we got on right now. So, this one chick I ended up talking to on Tinder, which is a dating app for those that don't know. Just easy, just kind of fun.
I'm more familiar with Grindr. What is Tinder?
It's for women and men instead of just men on men. So, it's a little different. The same, a little different. But okay. So I end up meeting her. She, we start talking. I get her Snapchat. And so she posted her story that she's at a graduation. I thought she had graduated. But nope, not the case. She was just there because she's only a year out. And I told her, oh, okay, it's dope. And she was like, I can't wait for school to be over. And I was like, yo, just do what Drake does. And just, you're not here for a long time. It's a good time. And just have some fun. And then all of a sudden, this whole thing gets on the fact that Drake's like in her top five guys she has a celebrity crush on. And so I get the list of guys, right? So she tells me all the guys she has a crush on. And then I wrote back, I'm top 10, right? I'm top 10? I get no response. And then I write back again, top 25? I got no response.
So you wanted to be one of her famous top 10 crushes.
I mean, I'm like D-list famous, right? Like I'm famous in the Madden world, but on YouTube, I'm like a D-list celebrity. I should be able to qualify for that.
Like it celebrity's so weird in the new age. let me introduce our guest and let's talk about celebrity.
All right.
Because I do want to kind of get into that. It's an interesting topic. So, you know him if you play Madden Mobile and have searched Madden Mobile YouTube videos. Madden Mobile Slay, how are you, good sir?
What up, pimps? I'm doing great.
That's good to hear. So, what do you think of fame in the new digital era with YouTube and Twitter and all these people with all these followers? Like, what would you say is like A-list to like D-list to F-list celebrities?
So like in terms of like different celebrities, like what their ranks are?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's super unique for each platform. I feel like on Twitter, like you could have like a famous actor, but then you could also have like just someone who's just like a straight up comedian. And I feel like they're on the same playing field in terms of like the social media. Like for Instagram, you have like, you know, like freaking Gomez with like 120 mil, and then you can kind of rank it off of followers. But Dude, social media fame is so crazy. I actually was just talking to someone the other day, and they were like, based off of some sort of like 2017 report, the number one job that kids want to be when they grow up is a freaking YouTuber.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Do you think being a YouTuber now you yourself, how old are you?
I'm 18.
So you just graduated kidhood.
Yes, sir.
And what's that?
I just said yes, sir.
Yeah. And so are you a full-time YouTuber?
Yeah, I am. I do YouTube full time.
So what was it your dream a few years ago to be a full time YouTuber?
No, not at all. I've always loved games, and I've always loved console games. But then whenever I got a new iPhone, I was like, yo, like there's some solid mobile games. So I got into like Madden Mobile way back like 15, Madden Mobile 15. Kind of been playing for like 3 to 4 years. But yeah, dude, I've always loved games. I never really cared about YouTube as much.
So that's a very interesting perspective. So your dream wasn't to become a full-time YouTuber, but other kids are. So you just kind of got into it for the love of games and sharing that love more than just wanting to be famous, which is kind of backwards from what the kids are doing, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it was interesting because I actually became a YouTuber by accident. I was watching some like old Madden Mobile videos and like. Their freaking coin guides were just absolute trash, dog. And I was just like intrigued because I'm like, these guys don't know what they're talking about. So I was like, I got to take it in my own hands. So one of my buddies texted me this night, this was like maybe 3 years ago, and he was like, yo, you have any like coin guides or coin methods for like Madden Mobile? So I made a video for YouTube of just talking to him personally. And I thought that I put it on private, but your boy put it on public. And that gazelle got like freaking 100K or so. It blew up. So all the kids and everyone were like, yo, make a channel. So I was like, okay, like I didn't even know money was involved, or I was making money for like at least 5 months. But yeah, it was crazy. And that video actually got copyrighted because I was bumping Kendrick in the background while I was filming it. So rip to that.
Yeah. 113,000. That's, you don't see that too often, is 113,000 on your very first upload. That's insane.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. So I don't think I have a single video at that mark, which, wow. Nice
so,
work.
You
but,
got those videos about how you franchise mode sucks?
Yeah, those are like 80K.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so.
We'll round up. We'll round up.
Yeah, we'll round it up.
Close enough. I mean, you probably got 20, like 80K views and like probably 100K impressions on that beat. So it factors in. All the comments, everybody arguing with one another.
those were fun sections. I noticed that the higher view. Videos are always the fun ones to read and how much I suck. But anyways, so Slay, would you say being a full-time YouTuber, like people see like the glory and everybody kind of like, you know, watching your stuff and tweeting at you and all that stuff. Do you say it's overrated, or do you think that should be everybody's number one goal as a kid?
I think it's overrated in a sense because people don't understand how much work YouTubers put in. It's not a job where it's like you can like take a break. You're always constantly being creative, constantly thinking of your next step, even when you're off hours. So it's kind of like that mental state as a YouTuber. You guys probably experience that where you're like, we always are thinking about something going on in the game, and even on our weekend or whatever, we're always contemplating, texting, talking about things. So I think in terms of like the glamour and like the subscribers and the fans and the social media presence that you do get, it does come with the work ethic that's actually pretty intense that I think people kind of forget about, or they don't actually realize that YouTube is literally 60% marketing, and you could just be the absolute trashiest communicator. But if you get the right artwork, get the right thumbnails, title things correctly, and reach out, you really could explode, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. It's really, if you can follow the trends and capitalize them on them, you can do really well.
Yeah.
So that's huge too, like doing memes and stuff. All right. So let's get back to the celebrity discussion. How is this? So if you have over 10 million subscribers on YouTube or followers on Twitter, you're an A-list celebrity. Is that fair?
I think that's fair. Yeah.
No, I don't think so. There's a lot of celebrities.
Okay, wait.
There's a lot of celebrities that don't got Twitter accounts or YouTube accounts. Like, are we doing this for YouTube, or are we just doing
social
media?
It's like I'm not going to factor in like Broadway stars or I don't know, movie stars that don't have it. Like, I'm talking like would you consider like PewDiePie an A-list celebrity?
Before his downfall, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I would consider PewDiePie. Here's the thing with YouTube. YouTube, like 10 million views, like there's a lot of channels that you don't realize that have like 10 million subs or whatever. These people you wouldn't even notice in public. The thing with like Twitter and Instagram is you can't really be that funny to get 10 million followers on Twitter. You have to be someone like out in different entertainment. So I think A-list celebrities on Twitter are different than YouTube. I think there's only maybe a few on YouTube that are just like really popular from viral videos, but I don't think YouTubers are necessarily A-list unless you're talking about like the top guys, which I think like H3 would be getting there somewhat, pretty recognizable. PewDiePie, you have like guys even like David Dobrik who do vlogs. I wouldn't even consider them necessarily A-list, but it's like they're kind of up there.
Like household names are A-listers, like 100%. The Tom Cruises. Yeah, I agree. You're
Dwayne
right.
Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, so YouTube fame's a little different, but it's amazing because these YouTubers reach probably as many people as, I mean, maybe the audience is a little younger, but they reach as many people as a lot of the A-listers do. It's just different audiences. Maybe the tabloids don't follow them, and that's maybe what the fame is. So it's hard to talk about fame. So getting back to Texas, let me try and get some thresholds here because I know how much we like thresholds in Madden for fame to Texas to get his. I'm gonna try to stretch Texas to D-list. I'm gonna try to stretch it to you, Texas. All right, so a B-list celebrity would be – if A-listers are like the Tom Cruise, B-listers have to be the over 10 million subscribers on YouTube then, right? Texas?
I don't even – like the point that Slay made like, is a good one. If some of these guys who have 10 million subs on YouTube show up into my workplace, I may not know who they are. And I feel like a celebrity is somebody that's recognizable just off of – television appearances. So I would like maybe like be listed be like TV show celebrities as opposed to like movie star celebrities.
That's
like
that's guys, a good range.
Like Damon Wayans is kind of like a B, he may be like C-list now, but like when he was on like Wife and Kids or in Living Color at the time, like I think that might be like a B-list guys that you see on TV and can recognize if they were walking into a public place.
Okay. Well, Texas, you just totally I can't stretch it. I can't stretch 76,000 subscribers in a D-list anymore.
D minus.
Okay, we'll just say that we've gone on this non Madden talk long enough. All right, so the D minus list celebrity Texas wasn't in this girl's top 25. I think the biggest mistake you made there was trying to was acting too desperate. You can't say I'm in your top 10. I'm in your top 25. So like, you gotta prove it. You can't ask her.
I understand that it's all jokes, and I was expecting a ha ha. I didn't get a ha ha. And so
she was playing you.
I'm like, you know what? Hit that block button.
She was ready to go like top 1,000, dude. She was just playing.
I would have kept going.
You know.
About it is like I don't want to just keep. I hate that person that just keeps constantly double texting. I don't want that to be me. So I'll hit you up, and if no response, no LOL, no nothing. I'm like, all right, I'll stop. I would have kept going. I don't want to look creepy though. I would have top 100, top infinite. Like are we like somewhere?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I completely agree with you. Like if I talk to somebody or ask something or text something twice and they don't respond. Never talking to him again in my life.
Yeah.
Like, they're done. They're gone.
Oh, that's a rip.
Yeah. So, anyways, let's get into the agenda here. So, we got, we'll talk a little bit about MMS. Or, do you like MMS or should I just call you Slay?
I like anything, Doug.
Okay. Slay. So we'll talk about Slay a little bit in his YouTube. We kind of got into that a little bit. Madden Mobile versus console content is kind of going to be the crux of our podcast this week. We're going to talk about Colin Kaepernick's golden ticket and the controversy. The badge monsters, the golden tickets that are confirmed. We'll talk about each one. Madden 19 info and a leaked Madden Mobile release date that Slay's got for us. What needs to be fixed for mobile for 19 and kind of that stuff. Clint was just recently promoted to lead gameplay designer in Madden. And then viewer questions at the end. So if you want, we're gonna take viewer questions from the comment section below. If you want your question for next week, just put it down there. And we'll read through them and talk about the ones that we see. So let's get right into... we did talk about your YouTube. How long you been uploading? How long you been playing Madden Mobile? 3 years, right?
Yeah, about 3.5-4 years.
How old is Madden Mobile?
So Madden Mobile kind of started getting the juice around Madden 25. They kind of had some sort of like app. I barely played the latter half of Madden 25, but then Madden Mobile 15 was like the actual like this is the format. Let's just go from here. So that's kind of when it was set in stone.
Yeah, Madden Mobile 15, I noticed, blew up a lot of YouTubers around that time.
Yeah, that was when MMG made his appearance. Yeah, MMG had like 30,000 subs when I started my channel, which is pretty crazy. He kind of took that lead and just blew up. He went off.
Yeah. He's doing well with it now with vlogs and everything and doing his dang thing at college. I've been enjoying watching them. So, Slay, are you going to start doing vlogs and stuff?
Yeah, you know, I've been kind of looking into it. The thing about vlogs that I personally have is I don't really care to watch 15 minutes of you walking around, you know, at the store and doing random crap. I think if I did my vlogs, it would be like some joke every 30 seconds, 4 minutes max. It would be just like some sort of comedy sketch that would be constant if I did ever decide to kind of branch out from just gaming and stuff. But I do try and incorporate like comical aspects into my videos as much as I can, but yeah.
Yeah, that's like the Who Would I Let Date My Sister draft.
Oh, yeah, dude. There were some console dudes that were reacting to that. That was a banger, bro.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm just looking back through your videos, and this. I mean, it's good to have comedy. People enjoy laughing with so many sad things happening in the world. Yeah, I went down that path. No, but that's cool. Yeah, so go ahead and get it, or maybe do like a fighting around the world type thing where you just go to different countries and fight the locals. How about that for a blog?
Yeah, that'd probably be a thick slapper, dude. At least 500K views on that bad boy.
Love it. All right, so hey, so Madden Mobile. I've seen a few posts about how well Madden Mobile gets content versus console. Like, because console this year, our biggest complaint has been no content. We had Jake on the podcast. We asked him about it. He said they'd rather get things right than just do a whole quantity and a whole bunch of content. They'd rather not have as many airs as they've had previous years. So, Madden Mobile, how is the content, like the promos and the weekly content, to your satisfaction?
Yeah, so Madden Mobile has the edge, and kind of going back to your comment about Jake, if I kind of disagree with that. I feel like they should just release promos because they're saying they want everything to be perfect, but their game in itself isn't even perfect, so why would you try and, you know, hold back promos? But what's cool about Madden Mobile is that we have these like weekly promos that come. So let's like say start of the year, you guys have team of the week promo, team of the year, all that stuff. We have a lot of similar promos, so those are always constantly updated. But we have been getting a bunch of like unique promos. I think ever since Madden Mobile 17, we kind of separated from the correlated schedule of Mutt, so it's been kind of like separating. But in terms of content, it's pretty cool. Madden Mobile is extremely pay to win, just like how, you know, Mutt can be at times. But Madden Mobile is like another level. They've changed the auction house. They've literally eliminated all coin seller capabilities. It's been crazy. Like this year has just been an absolute just monster, but they've been really increasing the cash on the promos. But yeah, I mean, I'd be down to talk about some of the new ones. I think because I also kind of dabble with Mutt console a little bit. I'll log on and check out. In terms of like promos, mobile definitely outweighs that in the sense that we get almost a new promo every Wednesday or so. It kind of started following that FIFA vibe where like FIFA was just getting tons of just like these crazy promos. But of course, if you're a worldwide game like FIFA, it's pretty freaking easy to come up with like, you know, random promos.
Yeah, I got you. So let's talk about, you know, coin selling and the auction house changes Madden Mobile this year. Because it's always the fear for console that they'll change up the market and then they'll no longer be how it is. So I know there was a big controversy with MMG, and he talked about, we talked on the podcast a little bit about coin selling and stuff, and what was your opinion on coin selling and EA getting into coin selling themselves?
Yeah, so I had a different unique take on that. When they ended coin selling, of course, what it does is all the YouTubers who have coin sponsors, which myself, I had one, it's just a separate lane of revenue that we all lost. So internally, we're all triggered because we're losing thousands a month that we were making. But in terms of like what it did for the game, I actually think, I think you mentioned EA selling coins, right?
Yep.
Yeah, like when EA started to sell coins, I actually really enjoyed that aspect. Now, a lot of people got triggered. MMG actually made a video completely just tearing EA, which was I thought was great and funny because anytime you tear EA with, you know, humor, I absolutely love it. But in terms of them selling coins, what it actually did is they allowed more coin packs to be bought. So before they sold coins, the only packs, the only thing you could buy packs with was Madden Cash. And the only way you can get Madden Cash is buying it. Now, when they decided to sell coins, it's just another product they're selling. But now that they're selling coins, they have an incentive to produce coin-buyable packs, which is freaking awesome. Because now, those of us who have coins by actually grinding or running the auction house can buy packs. So I actually really like the fact that they were selling coins, because that means that it gives them a reason to release coin packs, which we have never had before. So I actually really like the aspect of them selling coins in the game.
Yeah, that's amazing to me that they never gave the coin option for buying packs. That's because consoles always had that. Texas, what is your opinion on mobile not having coin packs for the longest time?
I guess it made sense, though, because of, like he said, with all the people basically you just buy, and if people could just go to the third party and buy the coins cheaper than your cash costs, like, that's what's going to happen. So now that they got rid of all of that, and if you actually grind again, okay, that's pretty dope. I like that aspect, what they did over there, because now it doesn't seem like they're being as greedy as they were, because when console guys do just only money packs, like, why not? Just let me buy with coins. But because you know you can just go to the black market and just give somebody else that money and get more than what EA is going to offer. So that's probably why on console we don't have it yet, whereas on mobile they decided to change it up.
Yeah, wasn't mobile's issue like runaway inflation, because people were able to, I don't know, get spoof devices or something and then cheat the game and get a bunch of coins that way?
Yeah, so there was a lot of mobile bot integrations where people would have like a bot and they would control the auction house and they would be the first person to buy, you know, the idiots who post elites for like 100 coins. They would be able to get that because they had an automated system. So they actually changed the auction house this year, which was really huge. So usually when you do the auction house, if let's say, you know, Fox, you post a card and then 5 minutes later I get on my account on Mutt and I can go buy the card. Well, for mobile, they changed that complete aspect. So you're not actually ever buying from someone. Whenever you post a card, EA instantly buys it themselves, and then they post it at what price they want to put it at. So the whole auction house is completely controlled by EA. We call it Scott the Bot, the dude that runs the auction house. He's like the meme. And basically, he just freaking controls everything, and they can inflate prices. And the reason they did that is because, of course, coin sellers, if I post something and then I go buy coins and, you know, the deep dark Asian website, you know, buys my card, they can find my card and buy it and give me the coins. Well, now that's impossible because EA runs the whole auction house. So that's kind of one of the biggest changes that happened with the game in terms of the auction house and how that works.
So do you think coin sellers ruin the game?
You know, I've sold coins forever and I bought coins forever. I think coin sellers, in a sense, ruin the game. But personally, for Madden Mobile, I think coin sellers ruining the game is just your lame excuse for not grinding, for not learning how promos work, for not being able to understand the auction house. Who gives a crap? People were buying coins, and there were people who were free to play who were, you know, studying the auction house, completing the different live events that EA offered, and they were doing extremely well. But I think coin selling makes prices different and makes things a little bit more expensive and stuff. So I think when you pull something lucky out of a pack, you kind of get that extra advantage, and it's really dope.
Yeah. Well, the only reason I ask is because, like, EA had to change their because of bots and that stuff on the auction house. And it's a huge issue, but they had to change their entire auction house to no longer be person versus person. So, like, working the auction house no longer really works because of coin sellers.
Yeah, is that how it is for console?
No.
That's – okay, dope, yeah. That's how it is for mobile for sure. So, yeah, it's – there's still ways to get by it and to try and, like – beat the bot and outsmart it that EA has set in place. But I mean, I still think that the auction house is fine on Madden Mobile. I don't think that it would like sway anyone from not playing because of the changes. I think it's still pretty usable. So, I mean, you can still make coins off it. So it's not too bad.
Yeah, because it's no longer person to person, which kind of sucks. Which is, yeah, fortunately, console hasn't moved to that yet because we don't have bots, you know, generating coins from phones and stuff, luckily. And basically, like, with that change, like, snipes no longer happen, so that entire portion of the game, people working the market, is gone from mobile, but you still can get it on console to do snipes and stuff. And I know people like Chewy and some other people have built channels off just doing snipes and stuff. So it's unfortunate Madden Mobile had to go that way. I see why they went that way. And talking about the coin and why EA got into coin selling, I know MMG's thing, He didn't like it because he thought it was what's the word, hypocritical.
Hypocritical,
for
yeah,
points. Yeah. But like it's. I mean, we had this discussion with him on it. And do you think it was hypocritical for EA to sell coins?
It's like, yeah. I mean, hypocritical in the sense that you're gonna sell coins, which directly says in your terms of service that you don't allow coin selling, but then you go off and ban people who do sell coins. There's that hypocritical sense, but in the end, any argument is kind of just bullcrap to what EA can do. They're in charge of the game. They can sell whatever the heck they want, you know, and we can't really get upset at that. We were, you know, technically black market supplying the game. So, yeah, they're hypocritical for selling coins, but I think it's their game. They're doing what they want. So I didn't personally take as much offense to it because other than MMG, I would be one of the longest running YouTubers, so I definitely saw where MMG was coming from, because I mean, if I was making what MMG was making from coin sponsors and then had it taken away instantly after getting banned a billion times by EA, I would definitely shout out the word hypocritical in a sense, just because it's like, what the heck, dude, you're selling coins, then you're gonna go ban me. It's like, it's just, it's kind of that gray line. I don't think it was too bad, but for like the YouTuber who is super dedicated and is getting sponsors and is benefiting coin selling, it was the biggest hit for those people.
Yeah. Texas, what are your thoughts on that? Did you think that was hypocritical of EA?
Yeah, it definitely was, mostly because they were talking about how they probably weren't going to do that and then just basically eliminating the other competition and doing it themselves and kind of dictating what the price of it was going to be is super... That shouldn't be allowed. And so I understand why everybody was upset by it, and he went off on that rant video, and yay themselves. That's smart game plan, though. I mean, that's what people say to do on console. Like, if they want to get rid of the coin selling, sell coins yourself, but he doesn't want that option because they know people will probably just end up buying the coins in the packs, where the packs is where they're getting guaranteed more money because of the chance that pulls something good, whereas coins are getting something guaranteed.
Yeah, see, I've wanted EA to sell coins for a long time, kind of like MLB does it. So I kind of fall on the side of, I mean, sort of Slay. He got into it a little bit where it's EA's game. So it's kind of like how I think of coin sellers to EA is kind of like, say if I take each one of your guys' videos and then I put fewer ads on it and then I upload it myself. Like that's the same thing as coin sellers basically taking EA's, because it is their property according to the terms of service, taking their coins, reselling them, and then making the money myself. So that's kind of how I took it. Like, and I'm fine with EA saying, no, you can't take that and do that, but we can because it's our shit. We develop the game. You guys just move coins. So I personally feel like buying coins and then buying a player off the auction house that I want instead of getting the one in 200,000 chance of pulling it from a pack, I feel like that's a better use of my money because I have a guaranteed way of getting a card with cash versus having to get cards, then sell the cards, then get the card. What's up?
Because like with this weekend, for example, we used the Legends that came out. It was $80 bundle, which gives you 5 cards plus a topper, so you're getting 20 cards plus the 21 cards for $80, or you can use that $80 and get up to like a million coins and then go buy the player that you want.
Yeah.
Like,
it's absolutely terrible.
It's much better to just go get the player, but EA doesn't want to offer the option because they know people will probably just stack coins instead of actually doing what they want to do, which is waste money in their gambling machine, which is what packs are.
Those packs are so fucking bad.
Bro, five cards for $20 for 5 cards.
Yeah.
And one is minimum 40K. Like, that's really bad.
I have a question for you guys. If you get a master from a promo on console, do they release a bundle or pack that gives that master guaranteed if you buy it?
No. Something last year, though. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just curious because that's literally how Madden Mobile works. Every single promo, they'll release, you know, the limited time Deion Sanders in packs for like 2 weeks, and everyone's, you know, opening packs with coins or with cash. Sometimes for big promos, they will release coin packs, which is pretty dope. It's limited per day, but I mean, it's somewhat decent. But then at the end of each promo, they'll give you a like 12,000 Madden cash bundle, which equates to $120, and you can just flat out buy the master. They do that for every promo. And like, you could just buy the master without doing crap.
The funniest part about that is that they say it's limited, right?
Didn't I hear
they had limited cards and then they offered them later?
100%. They'll be like, limited time, 120 overall, Michael Vick, plus 2 speed. And everyone's like, holy crap. And then everyone's like wasting their coins. And then one day before the promo ends, they release, you know, freaking like, they release a $200 bundle to get Michael Vick or something. And like,
wow,
dude, they make, bro, like right now, I just checked, Madden Mobile makes like $50K a day during the kind of this offseason time. But yo, they're making up to $1 million a day during like freaking December and Ultimate Freeze promos. Like,
dog, yeah, bro. Think about Fortnite's making 10 mil a day. Dog.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, so even, crazy.
I mean, that's obviously number one and they got a good game, but yeah. I mean, that's crazy for Madden Mobile. And I heard the gameplay, I haven't played it. I heard the gameplay is not too hot either.
No, it's not.
The gameplay, what do you think, Texas? I'm curious.
No, I don't like playing against CPUs. It's kind of like, you know what? I'd rather be like Supercard as opposed to actually playing a full game. I'd rather be just like my 5 cards, best card versus your best card randomly. Just your my 2 linemen versus your 2 linemen. Who's better at pulling? Like, I don't want to play a game where I'm throwing the ball that always gets caught and doing the same thing. It's remedial. Yes.
It's kind of unique because you're playing against the other person's squad. Mm-hmm. Their squad is actually being played by computers. But something that they added, which we'll talk about later towards the end of something that I want to be changed, but something they added is the concept of the thing called a game plan, where basically, let's say I like to throw a bunch of Hail Marys, right? Well, if my opponent has the Hail Mary game plan, then there's like a 50% chance that whenever I throw that, I'm going to be like blitzed hard. So like if I throw it and it doesn't land on the game plan, I'm lucky and I can potentially make the catch depending on the coverage or receiver. But if I hit the counter, then I'm like ultimately screwed and I just get sacked like in the first 2 seconds. And that's literally how you play defense. You build these game plans and people will like live counter. Like if someone plays a drive and spams a lot of like trips tied in quick slants or spams a lot of a halfback toss, well, then the next drive, I'll change my game plan to accommodate and try and stop them for plays they like to use. So it's super unique in that sense.
Yeah, it's not bad if you if you're not playing head to head just to do it like that, to like mix it up, like kind of like a more of a chess match at that point, like try and you do this, then I counter with that, then you do that more. So that's I like that. I think that's pretty neat that if you can't actually get them playing head to head against each other, that's about as close as you can get, right?
No, yeah, 100%. I mean, they do the best for the mobile aspect of gameplay. Of course, the gameplay is flawed, but I mean, in terms of a mobile Madden game, it's pretty solid for what you get.
Right. It's a free Texas game. It could be better.
It's a free game.
But it's a free game, so not much you can ask more for a game that is out here doing it free. At that point with the game plan, I feel like it should be an unwritten rule that nobody uses game plans, because why make it more difficult than it has to be?
Well, yeah, and I mean, we have this thing called tournaments where it's league versus league tournaments. So we actually have our own leagues where it's 32 people, your friends, whatever, and you play against other leagues, and each person has 3 drives to try and get 24 points. That would be 6 for the touchdown, 2 for the 2-point conversion. And then you kind of have like a top 100,000 rankings for all of Madden Mobile. So you get your league together, you play against people. So game plans become crucial for like, you know, the top 1,000, top 100 leagues who are like the pros at Madden Mobile. And they're kind of like using game plans to try and, you know, outbeat you in this mobile game.
Yeah. So, hey, that's kind of neat with the leagues and stuff. That sounds like a feature. Like, what other features you think would be kind of cool that would come from mobile to console?
I mean, there's a lot of really cool concepts. There's this thing called the tournament, where it's basically every single week we have this tournament, and you have to play against someone live on head-to-head, and it starts off different every time. So let's say this week's tournament, you're going to start on your own 5-yard line, and you have to get down and score a touchdown by only passing. So you get, so basically it's a draft champions concept. You get a draft champions window that pops up. You choose your draft champions team, and then you go and complete this tournament against a random person in the game. So then let's say I score 6 points on the first person that I'm playing in this tournament, and then he comes back and, you know, puts up a 0, then that means I get a win and I move on. Now, the concept of it is you have to get 15 wins every single week, and if you get 15 wins, then you'll get all of the tier 5 rewards. So if you win one game, you get tier 1 reward. If you win like 3 games, you'll get the Tier 2 reward. And these are rewards that you get to choose, whether it's collectibles, whether it's specific players, whether it's XP, whether it's coins. It's a bunch of different prizes that you get. It's a really dope concept. And then after you complete your 15 wins, if you want to do more, you can just keep playing. And there's a leaderboard. And if you're if you get like the top 1,000 in the highest amount of wins, then you get like a really limited time, like 117 overall, Tariq Cohen or someone like that.
That's our weekend league.
Yeah,
that is dope.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty dope.
That is dope. That sounds pretty cool. I don't know how y'all play each other because it's not live, but like that sounds awesome. Draft champions with the objectives that you have to do. So you only certain days or certain, I guess, weekends will be only rushing plays.
Yeah. So like, there's a rushing tournament. Yeah.
Okay. How do they got theme stuff we don't? Fox.
I don't know.
Yeah. Didn't MMG say there was like 4 people working there? How are these 4 people putting that stuff out?
Yo, dude, the squad is pretty small. There's like a group of just flying gazelles that just whip up the game. It's like 6 or 7 dudes.
Wow.
I'm sure it's grown, but yeah.
Much money as, I mean, that's such an EA thing to do. That double your share buyback. You're sitting on $5 billion in cash, and you got 6 people, 7 people doing a game that brings in $1 million a day over like the
100%.
Yeah, that's so crazy,
dude. That's how it would overrun my company, dude.
Screw the customers.
I'm being Costco. Yeah, dude. That's what I'm doing. If I run a company like that, that's that much money, that does that much numbers, I'm being Costco. I don't need that much money. $200K a year, bro. That's all I need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously you're yeah, that's clear that we were being facetious, but I mean, I feel like that's the way to go to please the customers and whatnot, but
100%. What is this word, facetious?
Dude, facetious has all the vowels in it, bro.
We're good. I was being facetious by asking what's facetious. See, put the back on you.
Legit, I'm pretty sure that's the only word that has like all the vowels in it, low key. Facetious. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I'll say that's awesome because I don't know enough about English to say otherwise. I'm more of an expert on Pig Latin. I don't know if you guys know that. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
better.
That is a fantastic language, dude.
Exactly. Tell me about it. It's the cultured language.
That's how the devs talk to each other when they're trying to make promos, bro.
and you know, it's amazing that nothing gets lost in translation with the issues with. Like, that's the thing with, like, the devs talking about the issues in the game. Like, are there a lot of, like, in mobile, are there a ton of screw-ups in mobile? Like, are there a lot of errors and content issues that people can exploit?
My favorite topic. Yes. So, there hasn't been many this year, but there has been a freaking abundance of glitches. I personally have, like, done a lot to the game. Like, a lot of times, like, my influence and what I tell my subscribers to do can like accidentally shut down the server. Starting off at the beginning of the year, there was this like hack where like if you made a new account, you could send yourself like Madden cash. So I made a video about it, and it's like a way to get like free cash basically. And so many people were doing it. The freaking server shut down. Like everything, it's so freaking crazy, bro. I've had a buddy who hacked the game, got 2 billion coins. He bought all the top players on the auction house, completely wiped it clean, and then he just controlled the entire game for like a week. Bro, there's been glitches where there's a freaking...
That's great.
Dude, there's a 120 Rob Gronkowski. So, like, it would be like a 99 Rob Gronkowski for you guys on console. An absolute beast of a card. And you wake up at 6 a.m. and for 15 minutes, there is a set where you put 1 bronze trophy into the set and it gives you the one... It gives you the 99 Rob Gronkowski instantly. And you can complete it as many times as you want. Like, these types of crazy just crap literally will happen every single, I think, like, every 2 or 3 months in the game. And they've been getting much better. But, bro, I could go on about the countless glitches. I got a freaking free Jerome Bettis 100 overall halfback out of just this random set that decided to glitch and release him in it. Like, it's absolutely unreal.
Yeah, consoles had a few ones. Like, we've had, like, 2 or 3 big coin-making ones this year that have been errors. Unfortunately, this year I haven't been able to do I wasn't on at the time of any of them. The Moss
glitch, team of the week one, right?
Yeah, there's that one, too. It's interesting that, you know, consoles releasing such less content, and yet it seems like the errors are similar Maybe not in size, but maybe in numbers, because it's every 2 to 3 months on console too. We have a issue. Like maybe actually this year there's been what?
It's been months better.
Yeah, maybe two or three total this year. I mean, there's always minor errors, like card art errors and some like
spelling.
Like, yeah,
solo challenge stuff.
Spelling. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, or the biggest one they always do now, which is mess up, is always say this card's in packs, and it's just never in packs. That's just kind of EA being.
Well, that's a low key theory, dog.
That's all they do. This card's still in packs. Pull it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the segment of your last episode where you were talking about the whole golden ticket conspiracy theory, bro. And you even mentioned what I said on Twitter, dude. Like, of course they prolonged that crap. I mean, why not make a quick 700K in 30 minutes, you know, by not tweeting? I would totally.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it, what's crazy to me is that, like, it took so long to do golden tickets. I heard rumors of them not doing it. And it's so weird. Like, obviously EA wants money, but it seems like this year their laziness is overtaking their want for money from at least the dev point of view, in my opinion. What do you think about that, Tex? The laziness is beating.
I agree, because a lot of stuff just seems like they held it back just so they didn't have to do much more work. Because if they would have loaded up a lot of this content we're getting now early on, like with the badge match we get to later on, like that shouldn't have come out now. But I feel like they're holding back a lot of things because they don't want to have to think of new things to give us for this month of May and June.
Yeah. Probably. I mean, we go weeks without content now. It's kind of sad, but... Hey, one thing I want to ask you about on mobile, has anybody ever done any testing on over 100 stats?
Oh, yeah, bro, that's a huge deal. So I actually, one of my good buddies, Adam, he's a game changer. He did this kind of test on stats. So initially, all the stats were kind of capped. So like in Madden Mobile, we have this new thing called training, which you might have heard about, where you have like your cards and then you can train them up with other players that you throw into them to get them to a higher overall. So like I could get a 100 overall Jimmy Garoppolo, and then I, you know, put in my 95 Ndamukong Suh, and it will turn Jimmy to like a 105 overall because I'm training him. So you have that like whole entire concept. And I literally just forgot your question. What did you ask again?
Over 100 stats, if they matter.
Yeah, so speaking of the training, you can train up stats to be higher, but I think recently they might have just changed it so that they actually do matter. But previously, the last 10 months or whatever, we actually tested it out. We had a 100 speed wide receiver, and we started it on the 20-yard line, and we kind of like clocked it based off of the game, going like 80 yards. And then we did it again with a 120 overall speed wide receiver, and they went the exact same speed in the game.
Oh no.
So yeah,
that's terrible.
It was a rip.
Yeah, so like over 100 stats in your game don't matter either, huh?
No, I mean, you can only test so much. Like, you can't test like agility or strength. You can only test really speed.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm
kick
convinced
power,
that
like
yeah,
Texas.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Kick power. You could test kick power.
If speed is not noticeable at 120, like if it's noticeable a little bit, at the point, like, if speed's not it, nothing else can be it, because speed's easy to do. Like Fox, all EA has to do for speed to work is just lower everything by 20 points.
Yeah. And that's what they do, I think, for mobile. I think, because I think they lower everything by a ton. So they say it's 120 speed, but that's really just 99 speed for the character. So
that's
100
insane.
Speed in the game is like, bro, this dude's slow.
Oh, wait, what? Wait, 100 speed is slow?
Yeah, so like... So they actually, like what Texas was just saying, like the 120 speed that it says in the card will play like it's 100 speed, but like the 100 speed player will play like it's like 70 speed. So you can actually tell, like if you have a 100 speed receiver, you're going to kind of be upset like, bro, this dude's super slow. But when you have a 120 speed receiver who's maxed out, you're like, okay, this is like as fast as you can get him.
But you just said they go the same speed.
Yeah, so, well, they recently just changed it in the last, like, month or two, because they actually added this new concept of, like, training past the cap. It's super complicated. They, like, screwed us all over, but initially, they all went the same speed, but, like, when you're, like, playing the game, it's, like, it's mobile concept, it's mobile gameplay, which is just super crappy, and you sometimes it's, like... The 100 speed feels like it's, like, going 50 speed. Sometimes the 120 feels like it's, like, not... it's really weird. Like, trying to explain mobile gameplay, I mean, explaining regular console gameplay, there's so many ifs. Mobile, I feel like it's just even more complicated.
So is there a difference between 120 and 100? Because it sounded like there wasn't, and now there is.
So there wasn't initially, and I think there hasn't been any sort of, like, communication, because that's exactly what Madden Mobile lacks, probably, like, with console in some areas. But I personally feel that the 120 speed players are now faster just because I play a ton. But technically, since we last did a test, which we haven't tested yet, which was, like, maybe a month or 2 months ago, everything was kind of capped. So it didn't matter if you trained and spent $200 to get your player to be a god tier level. He would still perform the same as the crappy previous card.
So they responded to your video. It's kind of like how ClickWoods and Texas's video made the devs respond and take out over 100 speed on console text. What do you think of that?
This is kind of funny. Like, the developers, like, they went the way that you wanted them to go on mobile, which is why lowering everything and making things different, which I don't know how people be – if EA were to do a
– Wait, update. Did you just use me as a straw man?
No. I said you wanted them to lower the ratings.
Remember? Oh, like to cause more separation between
cards? Yeah, you wanted them to, like, lower –
I also want over 100 stats, too. I understand, you're right.
Sorry, I didn't understand. Yeah, I'm not using that as a straw man. But no, like, so it's kind of crazy that they – instead of, like, with EA went the opposite direction on console, which is just, all right, we're not making these stats ratings matter, even though they could easily do that by just changing a few things. And then people on mobile listened to what they got. It was like, you know, we'll fix it, even though it's a terrible fix. Instead of making a guy even faster, they still have a cap, and 99 speed is really 120. But at least they're doing something that way they don't get trouble for false advertising.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing something for mobile. I mean, and the dude who did the test was a game changer, so I think him doing the test and it being a huge outrage in the mobile community side, like, what the heck? Why is it capped? I think they eventually changed it, which I have noticed, so. Yeah. I mean, that's something good.
Which it needs to be, though, because, like, I hate when these companies do stuff and don't think nobody's going to test it. Like, yo, if you're advertising this guy should be faster than this car, it should be factual, because there's no point in upgrading at this point. Like, this game is all about getting the best possible team. It's not about getting the best thresholds. And so if a guy has 99 speed and that's as fast as he can go, why are you dropping 104 speed Randy Moss? Like, I'm not going to get any benefit from that. It's a cool car to look at, but you're lying to me and I'm spending money and coins on a car that doesn't actually perform or play up to what it's supposed to.
Yeah. I feel like we're overlooking the fact that, like, the devs on Madden Mobile are that much better than the devs on console. Like, the devs on console, like, they saw your videos and, like, oh, crap, we can't have that. Instead of actually fixing the issue, they're just like, we'll just cap it at 99. Say, fuck them. We'll just leave it at boring old 99 stats. We're no longer ultimate team. We're just, like, regular teams with the 99. Like, the mobile guys, 1 month later, after the testing video, were able to fix the bug and put in guys that actually were faster up, that 120 actually mattered, instead of just, like, getting rid of it in the laziest way possible. Like, how are we missing this on console? Why are we getting the trash developers here on console while the mobile devs are absolutely killing it, responding to the community and fixing their game for something, like, so fundamental with speed over 100? It blows my mind. Whoa. Slay, what's up?
Well, so the correct answer to that is only seven guys on Madden Mobile, so it's easier.
But how are they that much better than console?
So, like, I don't think they're better than console.
I
think they just have less people to have to talk to get these things approved, whereas whenever we talk to these guys about, like, why 100%. Is it not an issue? They're like, oh, we didn't know about that. I'm like, how don't you know about it? Who's not communicating this stuff that's going on with you right now?
But they fixed it in a month.
Yeah, but it's seven people, bro. Like,
it's been 2 years, and we still don't have over 99 stats.
How is the console community in terms of, like, outraging? Like, do they do a good job at coming together and just outraging? Because, bro, I'll tell you, because Madden Mobile is basically run by, like, three YouTubers, like myself, MMG, and stuff, like, we kind of own the community. So when something's wrong, we just unleash, like, all of hell, and they just get so wrecked that they have to kind of figure it out. Like, I think there was a game changer who was, like, the head of the game changers for Madden Mobile. He almost got fired, like, his first day, because, like, we just were just going off on all this new stuff. So it's like, I'm kind of curious, does console, like, is it kind of like you guys, like, internalize your hate and, like, just share it amongst your small groups, or, like, do people actually, like, gather and, like, go to try and change things?
So here's my take on it. I think we as a community hate each other as much as we hate EA. So if one person's got a gripe and it's true, somebody else has a gripe with that person, and because that person, you know, has got a gripe with EA, like, they'll just be like, no, you're either you're EA dick sucker, or you're just a piece of shit, or I don't know. There's a lot of things you can say about people. So like, the community coming together happens so rarely, because there's I think I'm like the number 47th biggest YouTuber. There's a ton of different voices in the console Madden market. That's when I did the updated YouTubers list a couple months back. So it may have changed since then, but there are a lot of different voices, and some, you know, it's tough to bring the community together that many voices. And it seems like a lot of the community hates a lot of the YouTubers in the Madden scene too. So that doesn't help either. So it's more, there's a lot of animosity, and like, the YouTubers have oftentimes fought with the competitive guys. So the competitive guys and YouTubers aren't on the same side in a lot of things either. So it's much, much more fractured. And I think it's just because it's such an older game. It's this game's been going on for 30 years just about. So the community's not nearly as coalesced as, say, the mobile side of it. Texas, what do you see?
I would see that the game changers don't do their jobs good enough, because whenever something crazy happens, they're all quiet. Nobody's responding to anything. So I think
YouTubers hate the game changers, it sounds like, too.
That's true. We don't like these motherfuckers. The reason why we don't like them is because whenever something's going on, they cape up for the company and don't use we.
You're using me as a straw man.
I'm saying we, the universal we, as like Wheels, Vic.
That's how mobile is too.
Yeah, like, so we wouldn't mind if our feedback was actually getting back to that. But when I get Jake on a podcast with me and Fox, I'm asking, hey, why is there no exchange set for 90 overall Nats? And he's like, oh, we didn't think about that. These motherfuckers been seeing me complain about it on Twitter forever, but they didn't decide to let you know about it. Like, that's what's going on. It's just the communication that's going on is lacking, because people don't actually relay messages as what they're supposed to do. If you're a game changer to improve the game, your whole job description, you know, you're not getting paid for anything. The whole job description is to relay what people are saying, and they don't be doing that because they don't care. All they care about is the free trips and the title. They don't care about actually 100%. Making this game better.
They don't actually – here's the thing with game changers, and I've talked to the head of game changers for console, and I know a bunch of game changers. They don't actually change the game. They don't have the power to influence the game. They are – I like to call them game promoters. That's all they really do. When it comes to game changers who are on staff, that is different. They got the staff job, and then now they're a game changer because they also, you know, participate on social media or have a channel. They can't actually do crap about stuff, which is why we all get so triggered. Like, yo, you're a game changer. Like, freaking say something about this situation. They, like, shut down because they actually literally probably can't do crap. At least for Madden Mobile, that is the biggest scenario. They can tell the devs. They can send things to the devs. But, like, Noobkill, he got tons of crap. Like, and still kind of gets crap because people are like, Noobkill, like, all you do is get free flights and unlimited cash, but you don't actually do anything. And it's because they don't actually really listen to the game changers, I don't think, or they can't implement things as fast as we want it to. So it kind of puts all the game changers in this just like hate ready position where we're just like, okay, it's easy to trash talk the game changers because they actually can't really do much.
Yeah. And that's Texas. Do you want to say something?
No, I was just shaking my head. I mean, it's an audio visual. I mean, audio medium. So I don't know why I'm over here shaking my head. Y'all can't see that. But yeah, I would agree with that. Like, these dudes don't have any power. But the thing about it, they got power. Like, they go out here acting like they the big dog in town. I'm like, you're not really. But like, it'd be nice if you were to like at least help people who have complaints about stuff. Because like, whenever I go on Twitter, like, these dudes are, whenever something crazy happens, they're always positive, keeping up for the game. But whenever somebody is actually providing feedback, I don't know how they go about relaying that to other people. I think there's too many people. That's why I think with some people, it's really easy to get information to some people. When there's a bunch of people at EA, and the only way to get your word across to them is to write something in a well-constructed paragraph, you're not going to have a lot of the stuff that is going on in Madden to get these fixes, or Madden console, or sorry, Madden Mobile to get these, how they're fixing certain things with it. So I just think it's much easier with a smaller team to actually be more receptive and to fix things than with a big team when nobody's actually relaying your message across to the people who are in charge.
Yeah, I think there is like an old saying, and I'm not a programmer myself, but hashtag DoxTheFox. I'm not a programmer, but I've seen programmers talk about Like, you want to, like, if you double the size of the dev team, you'll double the size of how long it takes to get that project done. Like, bringing out, having more people, you're right, tech sometimes is actually negative when you're developing a game, because you're, and the bureaucracy of EA, maybe, like, Madden Mobile, maybe started off kind of like Mutt and Mutt 10, where, like, it was just kind of like a few people's side project, and they kind of got a lot of things done. They could put crazy things in there through 13.
Totally.
And then it got, like, and then as it expanded, they started hiring more people to do it. And I know Mutt's still a small staff, but, you know, the Madden staff itself is pretty huge. But, like, or, like, 100-some people probably for Madden. So, like, they expand the staff for Mutt, and then it kind of gets more bureaucratic. They can't put as much stuff in because it's got to go through, like, different approval process. So I completely agree. I think that's a great way of saying what the issue with Madden sometimes is. They can't really react very well. Like, in previous years, we got a lot more, like Madden 16, we got draft champions at the start of the year. Then we got salary cap near the end of the year. Two new game modes in one year, in one cycle. And then, like, 17, 18, we've gotten a couple things at the start of the year, like long shot. They brought back squads here in 18. But it's like, okay, I mean, that's great. But what have you done for me lately? Like, where is our new game mode here midway through 18? 19, are we going to get some new game modes? Or are we just going to get another Weekend League type innovation? Like, Weekend League is not exactly like innovating. You're just copying from FIFA. Like, that's kind of what Madden's things been for the last few years, just copying game modes from other games. Like, so we'll get like a battle royale mode next year, maybe some stuff like that. So
footballs,
because it's easier. What's that?
I saw a tweet that Rex, and it's one of the reasons why Rex got fired. And he was like, "So guys, well, I propose we have a Madden field where 100 footballs drop in."
Oh my god!
I was like, "That was hilarious."
Yeah, yeah, battle royale. So yeah, so I, because it's easier to pass off ideas that have already been done and successful, and like, whereas mobile's putting in these crazy promos, they got the over 100 stats, and so I feel like maybe over the coming years, Madden Mobile might transition more into Mutt because it's bringing in so much revenue. I think, last I heard, the console still brought in more money than mobile Madden Mobile, but I haven't heard in the last, like, you know, 6 months to Madden 18, maybe-ish. Who's winning now? What do you think, Sly? Who do you think brings in more, mobile or console this year?
That's tough. I think because of longevity and you have the veteran users, I think Mutt still kind of outdoes mobile. But you got to – I mean, mobile is making upwards of, what, 50 million a year more, maybe even 75, 80 mil, which is absolutely crazy. So I think in terms of mobile games have a higher ceiling of blowing up and outdoing different games. Yeah. But with console, you just have so many people who have been playing for so long. I totally see how console would still make more money.
Yeah, and then console gets like the 6 million game sales times $60 a year, so you got to add that. So that adds on to it. That helps it a little bit. But yeah, like, it's imagine if Madden was like Fortnite went free to play, if there'd be a lot more money spent than Mutt, probably, right? Like, mobile's big
help. I think
so.
Because Madden basically is free to play, though, if you just play Mutt and pull packs.
Well, like, free, no $60 charge, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Because they gave it like 15,000 codes this year for free. Well, not free, yeah, but you earned it through you being
But there are millions of people who play Madden.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Is there, though? Anyways, yeah, so what's up?
Is there?
Well, millions of people that buy the game, according to, like, VG charts.
Man, where'd they at on YouTube, though?
Right?
There's a lot more casuals out there than we imagine.
There it is.
There's a lot of casuals.
They just buy it just because they have to do it every single year, so just kind of have that habit of it.
All right, this next topic, we can circle back to mobile if anything comes up. This next topic, I know Texas tweeted at me when this. I think I was like gone or something one night, but I saw it a few hours later. You said, "I told you so," Gut Fox.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Texas,
yeah.
Explain to me what you told me. I
was trying to go back and actually find the podcast that I said it on, because we were talking about Golden Ticket. I was like, if I pull a Golden Ticket, I make it a Kaepernick. And you were like, that'd be cool. But I was like, EA's going to find some way to, like, not actually let me make a Kaepernick. And you're like, he's in the game. You'll be able to make one. What happened?
What happened? If anybody remembers that and can link it to us, that'd be kind of fun. Yeah. We'll listen to it next week.
You dismissed me thoroughly, too. Like, I was talking like a moron. You wholeheartedly, like, yo, you're being an idiot right now. You didn't say that, but the tone, I felt it. Like you're like you're like, yeah, you were, and I you thought I was tripping, and I knew here comes the guy that pulled it, and EA was probably waiting for the guy to pull one and want to make one, and then came up with a rule that never been a rule before in my life. I have never seen this rule implemented in Madden before in my life. So for those that don't know what's going on, Golden Ticket, you can, if you watch this podcast at this point, you probably know what's going on. But if you, EA made this rule for Golden Tickets where the guy had to be on a roster last year in order to be a Golden Ticket. So that excluded rookies and one guy, Colin Kaepernick. Because Colin Kaepernick was the one guy that wasn't on a roster in the NFL last year for some weird reason. So, but this is where it gets crazy. In Madden, was it 16 or 15? There was a Golden Ticket, Johnny Manziel. Rookie, yeah. Johnny Manziel. And then I want to say 2016 or 2017, there was this Golden Ticket, Zeke.
Yeah.
So they legitimately were like, we don't want to put a Kaepernick in a game so bad that we're willing to not let you make a rookie Golden Ticket, even though that has been tradition of the past. They just, so that's what they decided to do.
Here's how I know EA has bad developers. So they wanted to snipe Colin Kaepernick out of the game. But when they sniped him, they also hit 32 rookies in the head. So yeah, obviously they didn't care about the rookies not being in the game, but like the rule that they made was so broad, it also brought in all the rookies and took them out. So it's they have not looked at their target and what's beyond it. So it's interesting that they target one guy but end up hitting 32 others. So there's an
interesting theory behind this. So for one, either EA doesn't want the backlash of Kaepernick being in the game, and the reason why I don't want that backlash is because EA probably thinks their fan base is too racist to handle a Kaepernick being in the game, being one of the best quarterbacks in the game, or somebody at EA just didn't want Kaepernick in the game. It's one of those two things. It's either the fan base is too racist to handle him, or somebody at EA was like, nah, we don't want him.
Wait, couldn't there be a third thing? Couldn't it be like the NFL doesn't like Kaepernick, so they don't think the NFL would like him?
If the NFL doesn't like Kaepernick, then that would add to the collusion case, because the NFL is out here colluding, saying don't put him in Madden, then that would, you know, that's not allowed. And if they get deposed, that proof comes out, then all of a sudden EA is getting sued as well. So I don't think that's that, because they don't want him in the game. He wouldn't have been a free agent to begin with. He's also still part of NFLPA. There's also a lot of guys in Madden right now that might, like, this is where it gets crazy, because like if Reuben Foster were to get a Golden Ticket, the guy that broke his girlfriend's eardrum, they wouldn't have probably said no, you can't make one. They let you make one because they don't have any issues with players hitting women. It's something about Kaepernick that rubs them the wrong way.
Well, we had Ray Rice situation. They did have a problem with that.
That was with footage, though. But then with Greg Hardy, with his girlfriend and stuff, too, he was still in the game after a while. So, remember where Greg Hardy, like, had those pictures of his girlfriend, had proof of, like, him domestically abusing her. And then next year, he was still a free agent in the game.
Like, so, and obviously, Ray Lewis is in the game, and he was, I mean, I don't think he was convicted for murdering somebody. But I mean,
he was convicted of dry snitching, because he dry snitched that like crazy, which I would have too. Somebody trying to accuse me of murder, I'm a snitch too. Tell you that. So it wasn't me. It was somebody that's in this courtroom that's wearing blue jeans and a nice hat. It wasn't me though. It wasn't me.
I've already had trouble with podcast partners and snitching. Hey, Slay, what do you think? Does Golden Tickets come out on mobile?
Yeah, so they came out during Madden Mobile, I think it was 16, and that was when console had it named as Golden Tickets. We got the Manziel, we got all the Golden Tickets, which was like a ton. And then last year, they changed it to Ultimate Tickets, correct? Which I thought was interesting. Yeah. And I feel like because of that change, they were trying to make it more console separate because of the Ultimate that they added at the front of it, which makes it, you know, Madden Ultimate Team. So separating it from mobile. But then they kind of went back to Golden Ticket this year. So I'm assuming that mobile is going to get a take of that. But yeah, on top of what you guys are talking about, I think it's completely, absolutely stupid that Kaepernick didn't get that. And Tex is 100% correct when he's like, those rookies were just a cover-up for what they're actually trying to do. Like, they're just involving multiple people to try and get one person out, you know? And I think, I don't really understand why. I think EA is such a money-hungry company. They know that if they released a Golden Ticket Kaepernick, that I feel like a lot of people would go and get that card, low-key. Like, I think a lot of Madden players, and from, like, what I've seen in the YouTube comments, I think it'd be a really hot commodity. So it kind of, like, wrecks my brain. Like, why would they not release it? I feel like it has to be at least like one person that's stopping it all.
Yeah, that's my impressions as well. One person or an entire fan base, they think is going to go crazy if Colin Kaepernick ends up being the best quarterback in the game. That's what golden tickets are. And so people be like, this dude didn't even play in the league last year. And people, and he's a hot topic because he made the anthem political, all that stuff. And I just don't think EA wants that smoke from people say they're going to boycott the game for him being the best quarterback. And so they decided to just make some rules up that didn't exist in the years past. I think last year, too, was it Damian Swan a free agent or like one of these guys? Yeah. So, like, come on. What are we doing?
He was on a roster. He was on a roster.
Was he on a roster? Who was,
he was on the Saints, I think.
Well, maybe it's Trey Walker.
Trey Walker had passed by the time he admitted golden ticket.
Yeah, so but
I wonder if it would hurt relationships with like Madden with EA, because like I feel like the NFL could potentially like be like, hey, like we don't want you promoting Kaepernick as the best card because he's such a controversial name in our league, and apparently the upper executives in NFL hate it. So if you want to keep NFL content exclusive to Madden, then you have to follow our guidelines by not releasing controversial player. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You said my point much better than I did.
So like I get that, but then they still people in this game that break women's eardrums that are still
which is stupid.
So like I understand maybe because what Kaepernick's doing is a little different because he's demanding something that is it should be something that everybody just happens to have because it's just something that we should all be. Have access to, but I just don't get how you can have people in this game who hit women and drink and drive.
Here's the thing, Texas. People that hit women should serve time. Like there's like legit like punishment for that in our society. Nothing Colin Kaepernick has done is against the law. Like so, those people have to serve their sentences. And I don't think, in my opinion, once they serve their debt to society, they should be able to re-enter the workforce and go back to play with the NFL. Like I don't think. Like, maybe this is a bad take. People hate this because, you know, Mike Vick went and, you know, went to prison for having dogs kill each other, but then came back and played. Like, I don't think people should be branded men. Like, that should be that's the reason we have the criminal justice system, to take care of those women abusers. So to say, no, you can no longer earn a living because you did something in the past, you served your time, and we don't want to hire you because you're a felon now, in my opinion, I don't think that's right for the NFL to do. So the fact that they're back in the game should be part of just them getting their life back together.
Yeah, it's just I'm over here. I'm just googled like some like Lawrence Taylor is a sex offender. He's in Madden.
Did Lawrence Taylor have to face?
It's so political.
Did Lawrence Taylor have to face the court of law for that stuff?
Yeah, he has registered for a sex offender with no. He was patronizing a prostitute. And he has a misdemeanor charge that carries no jail time but requires him to have sex with a sex offender because he had sex with a girl who was underage.
Yeah, and that's a terrible thing to do. But he paid his debt to society. Like it's not the NFL's job isn't to hand out sentences for people.
It's not. I'm just crazy. The message Matt is sending is that you can make Golden Ticket Lawrence Taylor, who's a sex offender, but you can't make a Kaepernick. It's a bad message.
I don't want to talk – like, it's not in the same hemisphere, in my opinion. Like I agree both of them should be able to be made into a golden ticket.
Doesn't Kaepernick have a silver on console?
Yeah, he's in the game.
Like, that makes absolutely zero sense. If the card is in the game, historically, you can turn it into a golden ticket. Like, it's stupid. It's – I don't know.
Yeah, because Def Fox just reminded about the Tebow. Tebow was a free agent, too, and he made a golden ticket Tebow.
Yeah.
Was it? So, like, they legit just made this rule up for one guy and one guy only.
Yeah. Did you guys see what Matt Immobile did? The devs were so savage. If you played at the 49ers stadium, they have, if you look at the side, like, if you throw a Hail Mary, you'll kind of get a zoom out of the stadium, and freaking Colin Kaepernick is kneeling on the sidelines.
That's great.
That's funny.
It's really funny.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, so I don't know. I think it was a pretty shitty move by EA to not allow him to take that ability away from us. But like this, I mean, there's a lot of vocal people about this issue, and I don't know. I never really understood it. But you know, this isn't really a politics podcast, so
nope.
it's stupid. I don't know. Texas, do you have any last words for the Colin Kaepernick golden ticket situation? Do you want to call out EA anymore?
No, I'm good. I mean, I knew this is going to happen, so I can't be disappointed about it. I just wish I was the one that pulled it. It could have been better for my content.
Are you surprised that there isn't more outrage on this topic?
No, I'm not surprised because nobody likes what Kaepernick's doing. Like, people are saying they're boycotting the NFL. I have met so many people that just basically have came out and told me that they're racist without actually saying they're racist because of Kaepernick.
Like, how do you you can't disagree with Kaepernick without being a racist?
No, you can disagree with him all you want to, but like, they're out here when, like, so I'm not watching the NFL because all these black people are kneeling. I'm like, okay, we're good. I'm out. Like, you just told me what you're doing. You just told me a lot of the things that's going on. Then you start asking questions. So you don't really think equality is an option? It's not the place for it. I'm like, but like, he's not really protesting the anthem, blah, blah, blah. But then it's also about the message too, because I heard a guy make a good point about this. He pulled some people talking about if Kaepernick was kneeling in with the military, trying to get military get better treatment and stuff like that. Like, oh, these military people come home and they're not respected, or they don't have jobs available, and if they have PTSD or whatever, we just kind of cast them away as broken. If he was out here fighting for that, it would be a different story. But because he's doing equality in black people, which people don't really seem to care about as much, it's a hot topic for people just to dismiss his message entirely. So it's all about the message. If his message was a little bit different, a little more militaristic, we're talking about like being more patriotic towards soldiers and treating them better, it would not be this bad. So that's all I got. But yeah, so like I said, people, when they said they're going to boycott the NFL because of one guy, I'm like, really? This is one guy, really? This is all it took? One guy? I'm done now. Sorry, I know somebody in the comments saying, I'm not racist. I'm not talking specifically about you unless you're one of the guys that's happy Cap's not in the game because I don't know why. You're weird. But yeah. Anyway, next topic.
So, all right. I got all badge monsters. Kind of a boring topic compared to the last one. badge monsters, we got gold, elite. You talked about a little bit of these earlier in the podcast. Yeah. Gold, elite, master, silver, master. Yeah. A little late, huh?
Super late. Super late, bro. Like, golden tickets last year came out, what? Not the actual ticket, the players, the tickets. What was it?
Was it like March, April 1st?
Was it April? Yeah, April 1st. And so usually, after, I don't know what came out last year preceding golden ticket packs. I don't know if they dropped like something along the lines like this, but I think around April 1st, that was when they dropped the Easter Master. They started slowly introducing two Kims, but we still had the signature cards and we still had the, what's the other person's name? The replays with one Kim. And so if they would have dropped golden tickets April 1st and then ended up dropping the badge monster between that week after, it would have been perfect timing because you got players with one Kim that wouldn't have been, you know, as bad, but they dropped that. Why is somebody calling me? Why does every time? They dropped it way late.
Girl.
They dropped it way late because, like, if you look at, like, they have three times Kims, but that's, nobody wants that. Everybody's team at this point, if you're powering players up or even with like the Mud Heroes, like the two Kims is what you want because it allows you to do a lot more things with your team building.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you have a big issue with the Kems and their inability to focus on the Kems and make them really, you know, a standout on each card lately. So I know that's your big crusade, so I'm not going to get in your way. All I'll say is, like, I guess it's better late than never. That's always my excuse because I always arrive places late. But regardless, I don't know. The cards are okay. The Kems maybe need to be looked at, but whatever. It is what it is.
It's also annoying, too, because, like, with power-ups, like, you're basically – we've been waiting all year, and you're right. They like screwing people over because we finally got a card, and it was a MasterCard. Remember they said MasterCards can get powered up? Now MasterCards can't get powered up? It's company, bro. They just make shit up as they go. But, like, then, like, okay, so cool. If I power them up, I can get extra Kim. No. Something so simple, bro. And that's something a game changer can relate to them, but they don't because they suck at their job. I mean, you don't get paid for it, so I would suck too if I don't get paid for something I'm doing. But at least relay the information to Jake Stein or it can't just be Cradle doing all the work. Like, hey, how about all y'all go fight and make sure these cards aren't terrible? Because blanket coverage and just blanket coverage is not doing anything this stage of the year.
They got two red Kems, though, so.
No, only one of them got two red Kems.
Wait, Eric Berry got two red Kems.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hilton didn't.
Hilton nor Telvin.
Yeah, that's a good point. Anyways, yeah, so I like the Telvin a lot. The T.Y. Hilton was solid. I like speed. And you're right, the power-up on the Barry and all those three. Yeah, whatever. I don't care. Masters, power-ups, just don't engage with power-up content is my opinion. Don't even pay attention to it, and you won't get angry because power-ups suck. So, hey, do you guys have power-ups in Madden Mobile?
So we have these things called, like, boosts. So it's basically, like, plus two speed to the entire lineup or plus two speed to only Baltimore players or, like, plus two awareness. So there's no chems. It's more just, like, yeah, like, boosts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
That's kind of neat, though. I would prefer plus speed over many other chems.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, love speed. So you guys do get golden tickets. So these cards will be coming to you guys, is what you're saying, Matt. You said that earlier, Slay, right?
Well, we didn't get it last year. So, I mean, we're all kind of hoping that we get the golden tickets because it's fun. I personally wish that they would release 10 unique actual tickets that we had to pull in the game and then we get to choose. That'd be kind of fun. But even if we can't do that, I'm just having golden ticket cards is always fun because it's just high overalls. But we actually just got this really, like, crazy, like, never-before-seen player, and it's a Shane Lechler punter, and listen to what it does. It's a 120 overall punter, so it's the best punter you can get. It takes a crap ton of, like, just items to get this player, and it boosts your bronze players by 35 overall and your silver players, no, bronze and silvers by 35 overall, and it boosts your gold players by 20 overall.
Wow. So basically, what's up?
No, yeah, go ahead.
So it basically makes them, like, those players now worth something and able to compete with, like, the 120 overalls.
Yeah, bro. Like, I literally just posted a video right when we started this, and I made an all-bronze team. I put in the stupid punter. My bronze Devin Hester went from 86 speed to 118 speed, and I went and played a freaking top-tier defense, and I, like, owned it with the stupid bronze team.
That's kind of cool.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
I like those things because then now you have another opportunity to build your team around different guys, and I really like the team building portion of Mutt.
Oh my god, I missed that from Madden 13. Madden 13, shit didn't work. None of that shit actually worked with Boost until dog. I can't believe you went like 4 years until Boost actually did something. They just read the game, but actually did anything. But Madden 13 had these things where players give you like plus two to speed, plus like minus three to awareness, and all that stuff, and you can like build your team specifically around. Like, oh, okay, so I can get these three cards to get a plus six speed boost, and then I'll lose tackling, I'll lose stuff that I don't care about, and then it will just add it to the team build aspect because you can actually get out here and use players you weren't typically going to use. So if a receiver you like has, like Jordy Nelson, for example, has like great catching stats but has like no speed, now he has a plus six speed boost, he's out here balling. I miss that. I might have to download Madden Mobile.
That was called the Game Changer program, where it would be like plus two speed, minus two awareness. So you'd get like a benefit and then detriment. Something that would suck. Yeah, a detriment. So it would be like plus one agility, minus one strength, or plus like four awareness, minus two speed. Like, it was really cool promo. It was called the Game Changer program. But yeah, dude, I think mobile's fun just because it's a great game. You don't have to be super committed to do well, and it's kind of just a game that you can hop on. There's so many like boosted players. You can kind of just play the live events, spend maybe, 20 minutes a day, and you're going to stay relevant with it. I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy the amount of things that we could bring to console from mobile and just steal their ideas instead of other games' ideas. But, like, we used to get the plus ones on golden tickets where plus one speed and stuff. Two techs. That was, what, Madden 15? Did they do that in 16 also?
See, I don't know if that should actually matter to Madden 15. Like, yeah, I think the first year chemistry mattered was 16 or 17, where we can actually, like, see it actually mattering on the field.
Yeah.
It might have been 17, actually.
17, where they actually gave the overall boosts. Everything, yeah. I think everything actually showed up.
It may have showed up. Remember, like, the run stuff and, like all that stuff. You get 99, like, run stuff, and none of that actually meant anything on the field because dudes are still running up the middle and your guy's, like, just getting pushed out of the way, getting pancaked. And so I want to say the first year I remember seeing, okay, chemistry actually matters was 17. 16, I think it was in the game, but you couldn't actually test it and see if it actually did anything. Whereas this year, you can go from 90 to 89 zone to 91, and you see your guy play a lot differently.
You could see that. You could see that in 16 too. I remember somebody did testing on the Mutthead forums.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, all right, let's get on to the confirmed golden tickets that are probably going to come out for Madden Mobile and console. But we'll see if they come out for mobile or not. So Xbox, there's a nice, I'll just go through. So it's, I'm going to say Xbox and PlayStation, but they're going to come out for both systems. All of these are. We're going to have Cam Newton. Do we want to go one by one and just say if it's going to be a good one or not? Maybe we'll do that. Cam Newton, because well, I don't know the meta on Madden Mobile, but mm-hmm. Cam Newton is going to be a card. Texas, what do you think?
I'm going to check this guy's Twitter to see what he put on here, because he might actually have what he's going to do to increase. But Cam can be great. I mean, I don't know, because like Randall Cunningham might be – not Randall Cunningham, sorry, Dante Culpepper might be out before he gets his golden ticket. And I think Dante Culpepper might be the best quarterback in the game. But if they give Cam 91 trucking, you'll probably end up giving him conductor slash gunslinger combination, which he was the best quarterback in the game last year. He'll hit all the thresholds on passing and high throw power. And hopefully he gave him like pound the rock and toughness. I think this might be that could be a good card.
I would have definitely given him go deep just to make sure he got that throw power.
Well, he has 95 right now, so like if he increased throw power, they gotta go 99 automatically, right, don't they?
Yeah.
I'm never so sure with EA.
Yeah, you can never just assume anything because they can't be trusted.
Yeah. Hey, so would Cam be good on mobile?
Okay, so before you go slate, he has 97 throw power on his signature card.
Yeah, it's probably. I mean, that's a 97 overall. So yeah, I guess I would assume his golden ticket gets a 99.
So you got to go toughness and I guess move this. No, you got to go toughness and pound. You got to go toughness and pound the rock because that's the only thing that makes sense on it. I know you want to go throw deep because you'll get you for your receivers and all, but you got to. I will go with different chemistry. That way, you can actually use something more useful in a sense instead of using something that's not going to really affect your quarterback too much. Sorry.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, Slay, what do you think about the? Will you be good?
Yeah. Yeah, Cam Chancellor. Guys like Cam Chancellor, Cam mobile Newton. Quarterbacks, or, yeah, not Cam Chancellor, sorry, Cam Newton. Mobile quarterbacks are fantastic on mobile because you can just roll out, you can scramble, there's so many different options. So a Cam Newton golden ticket would be an absolute slapper, and all the thick pimps would try and get it.
Nice. I like it. That's it's cool. It's interesting to hear what all the kids are talking about these days, slappers and pimps.
Yeah.
Pimps are throwbacks. All right, cornerback Randy Moss. I know this one's going to have secure tackler. I think out my way. He put on Twitter what he's going to do with it. So that Randy Moss is going to be an amazing user. On mobile, I know you can't user anything, but will Randy Moss CB be any good there?
Dude, he'd be an absolute legend, dog. Freaking Randy Moss at corner on mobile would be – he'd have like 120 speed, 120 zone and man. He'd be an absolute monster. And then what – is Randy Moss, what is he like? 6'4"?
Yeah.
How tall is he?
Yeah,
6'4".
Yeah, bro, like, we had a Mike Evans out of position cornerback. That thing was so clutch on mobile because you can't use her, it's really, like, based off the computer and, like, based off the game plans and that kind of crap. But, like, if you have a tall corner, they freaking slaughter, dude.
Nice. Okay, so, Texas, what do you think about CB Randy Moss? Would you be using him in a 46 speed or just leave him out there at cornerback?
Leave him out there by himself at cornerback. I don't run 4.6 speed. I run 3.4 mostly. And so, with him having great chemistries and out of the way, have you seen out of the way on kickoff returns or kickoffs, Fox?
Oh, yeah, I've seen LT do some damage.
It's just not fair. So, that card is going to be glitchy on the outside, and then the height doesn't matter as much this year because you can't really, like, moss anybody. But it's not going to hurt when a guy's trying to roll out of the pocket and throw that corner route. And he can just get out here and, like, you know, play 15 yards off because he's so tall.
Oh, yeah. Like, you pick a ball. Yeah, yeah. I've definitely had that happen. I've seen Kelvin Johnson do that to me. All right. Marlon Humphrey's the next one. Physical front times three, toughness, secure tackler, out the way.
Yeah, basically another clone. All the cornerbacks are going to be kind of the same. So, just going to be short. He's, like, what, 6 foot? So, I guess a shorter Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Probably going to be cheaper. So, if you want a good cornerback with the ability, it's going to be the cards you want. It's going to be going for the less.
Yeah, him, Kyle Fuller, Quincy Wilson. I think those are the three corners outside of Moss that are going to be, I guess, pretty similar. But we'll see. We'll see how EA stats them because they have a lot of flexibility with Humphrey and Wilson because they have low gold cards right now, so they can increase them to whatever the hell they feel like.
That is true.
But all right, Brian Dawkins, how's that going to look on mobile?
Brian Dawkins. Yeah, safeties are huge for mobile. kind of securing the back, because you can, yeah, you can change the formation that you play based off the team that you select for Madden Mobile. So whether it's a 3-4 or whatever, but yeah, any safety that is going to be a golden ticket, basically practically any card that's a golden ticket, is just going to be absolutely OP, and it's going to be the best in its position, because you can also train those bad boys. So training them plus the boosts, like I have +8 speed boost on my team right now. So freaking Brian Dawkins is going to probably have like outrageous speed. It's pretty fun. So I think Brian Dawkins would be fantastic. Plus he's a OG legend that we haven't gotten yet. We might have gotten him once, but I'm not sure. But so yeah, I wonder everyone if you loves Dawkins.
I wonder if you can get him if he's not on mobile yet.
I'm almost 100% sure that if we actually get golden tickets, that we'll get every card that you guys get. That's okay. Usually how it goes.
Okay, that's it. Because I don't know if they didn't have his rights for mobile or something, so maybe they'll just leave him off. I don't know if that was a thing.
I think rights go through all sorts of... I think mobile and Madden rights are all...
I know last year you guys had the CFL and their kind of content, and the console didn't get the CFL.
Oh yeah, that was unique. I forgot about that. Yeah, that was weird. I mean, it was a pretty trash promo, to be honest, but I mean, like, it was kind of funny because we have a map of America where all of our NFL like live events go, and then if you scroll all the way up to the top of the screen, you have like the CFL promo like hidden like in Canada, which was really funny. But yeah, that promo was trash.
Oh, that's bad. Texas, are you gonna run Dawkins and Kelvin Johnson at your free safety and strong safety? Because we're also getting a free safety, Kelvin Johnson.
I want to see how they do golden tickets rating this year, because I have the 99 or 98 Dawkins. That's my Nat Legend that I got for free.
Oh yeah.
And so if they just do what they've been doing all year and just making these guys cloned, then at that time I think you probably may have a Sean Taylor update. I don't think I'm gonna be getting that Brian Dawkins unless they go like 99 everything, which they're not going to do. But a boy can dream.
Oh, yeah. Well, are you going to get Kelvin? Will he be the best defender at 6'5", speedy?
Oh, yeah, he'd be a great user of the speed package. I wonder, like, so many tall guys on defense. I wonder which one is going to be the best person to pick up.
Yeah. Because like, we're also getting a Leonard Floyd golden ticket.
Yeah. And, like, I think Floyd is at 6'6", and he'd be a little better the user than... Man, there's a lot of good players, man. A lot of good players. It's funny because this list, you can tell how OP Madden this year, Madden is this year, is all defense. There's like three offensive players.
Yeah, I think I think it's because their out of position promo was so good. I mean, Kelvin, I know everybody makes fun of me the way I say Kelvin. Kelvin, Randy, Leonard, all tall defenders that'll be great users. Like Leonard Floyd's a 90 overall and has 90 speed. He's amazing. Maybe he'll go up to 99.
If he can get 99 speed, but my guess is Leonard Floyd is going to look a little bit like Lawrence Taylor. Well, it appeals to EA. He's a fast guy, so he might look more like a shape. Now, I'm trying to think. He probably have low block shed, still a decent block shed, and have like, at least like 94, 95 speed on him with toughness, because the fire probably had toughness on him. But yeah, that Floyd is going to be pretty fun to play with, because like, tall guys in this game, especially if you're using them, are just unfair, because you can bait your opponent pretty much from anywhere on the field.
Yeah. How about you, Slay? How are tall guys in mobile?
You can actually see a pretty solid difference. I think you always try and get the tall wide receiver and corner. They actually have done a really good job at proportions. One of the coolest things they do is they're actually really good at like making sure the players are relevant to each other, but then one of the fun things they do is during most feared, they'll make the player 4 times the size on the field if they're like enraged, which is so freaking fun. Because I'll have like a Marshawn Lynch that's 4 times the size of the player on the field, and he just like slaughters all the defenders. I feel like if they did that in console, that would be so much fun, bro.
Yeah, we do a little bit of enraging. We only get up to like they've kept the raging down. We used to get like 10-foot monsters. Now it's like 7'10".
Yeah.
So it goes up a little bit, but not a ton, not like 4 times as tall like it is on mobile. That's crazy. But like, all right, next for golden ticket, is this Trubisky going to be any better than Cunningham that came out this past weekend, Texas?
No, that's just not being a fan of Mitchell Trubisky and wanting him in the game, which I don't blame him, because there's 3 quarterbacks on this list that are going to be better than Mitchell.
Yeah, we got Pryor, Watson, and wait, who's the other one?
Cam.
Oh, that's right, Cam Newton. What am I talking about? We talked about that bitch. Yeah, so three quarterbacks. Yeah, because they're going to be mobile quarterbacks. I think who of the quarterbacks you think is going to be best between those four, Tex?
Oh, toss up between Pryor and Watson.
You don't think Cam's going to beat either of them?
Well, Cam right now, like, he has like, what, 88 speed? And so maybe he'll have like 91 speed, but that still may not be faster than like Marcus Mariota. Like, I feel like Deshaun Watson might get like that. Oh, that good speed treatment. Same thing with Terrell Pryor. So they might. Plus, they are faster than Cam, so they should be faster in Madden. And so they should be able to scramble faster than or okay. have better acceleration and better speed than Cam. Because Cam's a lot bigger than these guys. Deshaun Watson's like 220, maybe 210. Cam's 250.
He's a thick daddy.
Calves, bro. The calves in them thighs, man. Like, if I could have those in my body, bro, I'd be unstoppable.
What?
Unstoppable.
In the DMs on Tinder?
Bro, I'd be out here in rompers all day.
Tex, you're on Tinder, dog? Are you actually?
Yeah, I'm on Tinder. Yo, it's nice when you go to New City. I travel a lot, bro. So
Bro, why are you on Tinder?
Because I travel, and it's nice to meet women when I travel that I haven't, like, go out and ask for these numbers. Because, then yeah.
All right.
That's the thing. You get there. You, young
hey, boy. Hey, if you embrace it, then I got the respect if you embrace it.
Slay, how do you pick up your dates? Are you just asking for your audience's older sister's numbers?
Oh, no, I just show them all my Madden cash.
Nice. Got to flex on them.
No, yeah, it's... I'm a chill guy. I'm kind of waiting, you know. I don't like to test it out necessarily. You know, I'm kind of just chilling.
So chilling, waiting for them to approach you?
Yeah.
All right, I feel you. We don't have to get into the love doctor portion of the podcast quite yet. Let's finish off with these.
I'm game for anything, dog.
I love it. Let's get into this Shazier card. So will he be a better user than Floyd? Tex.
Shazier, no. The height's not there. But I feel like EA, since he's not ever going to be football again, they're going to probably juice the stats up.
Well, he'll be on the roster next year, so he'll be a part of the NFLPA.
No, you gotta be. Oh, okay. Well, will he be on the roster? They paid him already. I guess he's gonna stay on.
Yeah, he's gonna be an injured reserve,
IR for the entire year. Yeah, he's not playing football ever again. So I don't know what's going on with that. So I think EA might just give him like a huge tribute card this year with his golden ticket. That card might get the best boost out of anybody here.
Like 99 speed or something.
It's like something crazy, like 99 speed, and just be one of the better cards you see them drop out of the bunch. Just because when I watched that guy on stage, bro, I was so uncomfortable. I'm like, y'all are clapping, and this man can barely walk. Football did this to him. Like, this
he's
is
ahead.
Not,
of, he's ahead of schedule on his rehab.
Dude, I don't think he's ahead of schedule. Like, I think he's right where he's supposed to be. Like, that did not look ahead of schedule to me. That look depressing, and I do not ever. I'm glad I did not play football professionally. That looks miserable to be living that type of life right now.
Yeah, it is unfortunate what happened to him. Hey, so really Slay, what will be better, Floyd or Shaz on mobile?
I'd probably go Floyd, but I think Texas is a good point. I think they'd give Shaz a little bit of extra love, but I think in terms of like just like raw card, I'd probably go Floyd.
I gotcha. Yeah, I would agree. I think the height makes a huge difference in Madden for users and snatching those WTF picks. All right, next card, Juju Smith-Schuster. Is this guy just making Juju just because he wants a retweet or something?
100%.
I think so too. Like, I'm looking at this and like, Juju's great. Juju's a king of celebrations, but. Do we need a 99 overall Juju? Because EA would have dropped one eventually, because all EA's trying to do is get on Juju's good side. That's all they're trying to do.
Is he overexposed? Like, are we going to get sick of him?
No, I don't think we get sick of him because, like, we actually like what he's doing. Maybe if he gets Odell Beckham levels of annoying, then we'll hate him. But he's not there as of yet. And so, like, but he was at the Madden tournament. I'm like, for why? Oh, I know why, because you want the publicity of Juju being there, because you saw what Juju did with Ninja and Drake, and you kind of want that rub.
Yeah, I mean, it also helps Juju's exposure, too.
No. For Madden, they know who he is already. It doesn't help him for 2,000 people watching that tournament. No. He can do that. His YouTube channel is bigger exposure than what EA is offering him there.
I'll have you know it was 5,000 people.
Okay, you're right. My fault. Mistakes were made by me. Wrong number. I was 3,000 people off, but he can literally just go on YouTube and upload to his million subscribers that he has.
Does he have a million already?
I think it's like 500,000, something like that.
He's going to be freaking set when he retires from the NFL. He's going to have all these fans and stuff.
He'd be set right now if he just quits football. It's actually safer to do YouTube.
Yeah, bro. He's like part of the FaZe team or whatever.
Yeah, he's at 500K basically. 495.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, he'll just be another short receiver. And I'm not that excited to use him. What's up?
He can upload his own highlights because it's him.
He low-key would. If he got a ticket, bro, we would see some juju playing with his golden ticket footage.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think that's what EA probably wants, playing with myself. Pause.
Yeah. So
that would be a fantastic title. Played with myself? Nothing else. Yeah. Just that.
Yeah. I like maybe with an eggplant emoji on it for the thumbnail.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So he'll have...
Yo, sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, go on.
I'm going to say, how crazy is that Juju's more famous than Antonio Brown?
How is Juju? No, Juju's not more famous than Antonio Brown.
You talking about?
Nah. AB is much
more. He ain't on a YouTube channel. I don't see him out here kicking it with Drake.
Well, Juju's just more trendy. But, like, everyone knows Antonio Brown. Like, if I went up to some, random, they would know AB more.
I mean, it's weird because, like, they wear helmets and he has that stupid-ass haircut, which I think helps him. I want to do that. I want to go. If you come out to LA, bro, we gotta do some polls like that. Go around people. Like, do you know who this is? Because I don't think that's true.
You think Juju has a higher Q score than AB?
No. I don't think people know what AB looks like because he wears a helmet like all the damn time. But
he saw so many like ads and
I don't think that matters because like it happens to me all the time where you see these commercials on television for a company and then you think you know the commercial, then it's for the wrong company. It happens all the time. So I think people just don't be watching and paying attention as much as we may think they are. So we got to do that, bro. Yo, EA Play, go out there. Yeah. Who is this guy? Hold a picture up of AB. Like, oh, that's so-and-so from...
That's Steve Smith.
That's a guy from Demolition Man. That's Wesley Snipes.
Is that Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
that could be a fun video.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Anyway, so the Juju will have good run block and basically be a short wide receiver. Whatever. Aaron Donald, defensive tackle. He'll have secure tackler and under pressure. What do you think of Donald Slay?
Fantastic. Nice. Give me it. Nice. I want it.
Texas?
The card's going to be awful. Defensive linemen suck in Madden. So.
Not in Madden Mobile, man.
They're the gods, bro.
Bro, because of the stupid counters, dude. They just slaughter your line.
Yo, you can be out here in 99 block shit D tackles and then you get whammed to death still.
I wish that's what happened. Our offensive line in Madden Mobile is perhaps the worst thing about the entire game. They don't block for crap.
That's too bad. Well, so Donald's going to dominate offensive linemen, huh?
That sounds great. I wish that was the case over here because... You rarely see a defensive lineman dominate. Gun Fox plays like one of the most stacked teams ever, and he probably only like one player is in pressure defensive lineman wise. I'm speaking for you, but like being Joe Green is like the only guy I've seen play like extremely well for you.
Yeah, just because he can get those sheds and stop inside runs. It's just because of the way that Madden is coded with the stretches and tosses and the inability for force defenders to actually force those things back inside. Like that's why those things have dominated all year, because no matter who you have on the edge, they're going to get hooked, at least depending on the play call you have. So I do think, Mean Joe Green at defensive tackle, although like you said with Wham, he's schemed out of Wham. Like most people... You'll have to user it to figure out how to stop Wham. But otherwise, like, because his ability in, like, the 3-3-5 or other things is just, like, get the insta shed on the center and then just stop your run in the middle, I've liked Mean Joe Green. Other guys with 99 block shed, Mean Joe Green's been doing it longer, so that's why, you know, we think of him longer, and he's got secure tacklers so he can instantly take people down. But now more people are starting to get 99 block shed, so more people are starting to reach his level. But I think still Mean Joe, especially because he got a Mean Joe this past weekend, he's going to be the best defensive tackle this whole year. This Aaron Donald will probably come close to it because he'll have secure tackler and under pressure.
Yeah, under pressure is going to be the saving grace of this card. I wish he was a left end because he'll play left end outside linebacker, which I think he'd get better use at. than being
we have good left and outside linebackers, though. We've got Lawrence Taylor out there dominating at right outside linebacker. And then at left outside linebacker, we got Mr. Mack with under
Miller
pressure.
Mack. But I understand why he's at D-tackle, because D-tackle is just two positions that you can get under pressure. Now you got to sacrifice one at left end. But just the versatility of being able to play him at outside linebacker, I think you'll get a bit more use out of. Plus, you can...
I mean, if you get a golden ticket squad, you'll have Leonard Floyd at left outside linebacker, and then Chaz in the middle. What?
Let's say Leonard Floyd at middle linebacker. You don't F the kid. So you don't need it.
Well, he'll be at left outside linebacker and Chaz at middle linebacker if you're in a 4-3.
Okay, you're talking. I'm thinking people that want to go like one. You out here speaking about big baller stats. I ain't got the triple B's in my brand. Can't afford all that.
Hey, okay, one final question about these golden tickets for you guys. Which one goes for the most coins? And that's it. Which one goes to the most coins out of all these golden tickets that we've seen so far? I want to hear from Texas first.
Real quick. Are we doing it like, so are they dropping it once a week, or are they going to be in packs like forever?
Let's just say they drop. It's not going to happen this way. Let's say they all drop at once. Which one goes for the most? All
right. How are they last year?
They did half and half last year.
Half and half. They were always in packs, right? You can just pull one.
Yes.
If I go on Madden right now, I can probably pull a golden ticket.
Yeah.
I'm not going to. All right. So if they're all in packs, and let's say they all have the same pull rates, it'll be Randy Moss. Okay. If they decide to do limited time, it'll be Randy Moss. So it's just, I think Randy Moss is just going to be the best golden ticket here in every year. And the quarterbacks, too many duplication at that position. And then everybody else is just defenders. So I think Randy Moss is the only guy everybody wants. He's the tallest, probably the fastest, and with out of my way, block shit is not going to be that important. And with secure tackle, tackle's not that important. So this card's just perfect.
Yeah. How about you, Slay? Which one do you think is going to go for the most coins out of all these golden tickets?
Most coins, I'd probably go Randy Moss or Calvin Johnson, just because having an OOP card is so it's so coveted in Madden Mobile. So being able to have Randy, because how they do it in Madden Mobile, I don't know if they do on console, you can have Randy Moss at wide receiver on your offense, but you could also have him at the cornerback on your defense. So you could technically have two Randy Mosses on your squad. So literally, if there was freaking Megatron and Moss would go for a ton, and then I think next up would be like probably Cam or one of those, you know, mobile quarterbacks.
Yeah. I'm, with thresholds, if there was a Mike Vick because of his name, he might be number one, but it looks like there's no Mike Vick being made this year for a golden ticket, at least what we've seen so far. There's still, six opportunities left. So I agree. I think Cam's going to be number one. There's no wide receivers being made, because a Randy Moss wide receiver would probably be pretty close, although you really can't get better than what his card already is. A wide receiver, Kelvin or Randy, would be there. Calvin, if I can say it right. Or like a quarterback, Bo might be up there. But I think a lot of it's name value. So, yeah, I think Randy Moss, Kelvin Johnson up there for me too. Floyd will probably be a couple million for his. It depends on what kind of speed he gets. But, yeah. So that's good for golden tickets for now. We'll see when they come out. Maybe this weekend. Maybe a couple weeks from now. Who knows? All right. So, Slay, you said a while back there might be a leaked Madden Mobile release date from a pretty decent source of yours. What do you got?
Yes. So, dude on Mudhead named Drew NP, he's predicted a bunch of like Ultimate Freeze Masters and stuff. He's almost like 100% reliable. He released a date that said August 21st is when Madden Mobile is going to shut down. So if that's the case, then usually they have a 3-day period of like a revamp. And then the 24th, I'm assuming, would be the actual release date of 19. So I'm trying to think, you guys would probably know better, in comparison to last year, when did console release much earlier than Madden Mobile, right?
I don't think so. Texas said mobile released earlier last year. Texas?
I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure mobile always releases earlier than
I think it's the – because there's a lot of game changers that have content. So it looks like Madden's out, but it's just YouTubers with, like, beforehand content.
Well, I remember back in Madden I think I've been 17. I remember playing Madden Mobile for like a day until I got a Madden code. And so I think Madden Mobile always releases earlier than it does. But this year, because I had a game much earlier, I didn't end up playing it. That's why I have no progress at all. When I'm bored, I'll boot it up and just like start doing some stuff. So I'm pretty sure the console game always ends up dropping. I mean, later than the app does.
Interesting. So then maybe we just see it like end of August having the Mutt Console 19 drop, because if Madden Mobile releases the 24th, then I'm sure it's probably just going to be targeted for end of August for console.
Yeah, which is a little bit later than like this past year was like middle August with EA Access, like August 17th that we were able to play it. So
it might release the same day then, because like I'm looking at the calendar right now. Madden August 21st is the that Tuesday.
Oh yeah.
So it could release a little earlier this year.
And then like then like the 17th we'd play it on console.
Friday. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I could totally see console going first this year, because I think this is later than we've ever had it before for mobile.
Huh. So yeah. So interesting. We'll see what happens. So they haven't really teased any Madden 19 info at all for us yet, have they?
No, I don't know what the holdup is. Especially, I'm kind of mad. There's not really any gaming modes that give you like loyalty badges like right now.
So when's the trailer? Yeah,
I'm cool with the trailer not being out. I guess we'll get that next month around EA Access. I mean, around EA Play and around E3. But I'm just annoyed that they still have. They must have no idea what they're going to give us reward wise. Because how come we can't earn extra loyalty tokens from Weekend League or from Squads or from Head to Head? Just you're playing something for the sake of playing it right now. There's no actually incentive. Only thing you can do for Madden 19, I guess, is to play the solo challenge and knock the objectives out.
Mobile has pretty good incentives for like next year.
Already?
They have this thing called what is it called? It's something where it's like at the end of the year, I literally forgot the name, but it's like based off of your level, based off of your team overall, based off all this stuff, you get additional packs in Madden Mobile 19. So like the more you grind, the more live events you've completed, the more sets that you've completed, then you get more packs in the next game, which is kind of dope.
Yeah, we have loyalty tokens, which usually work for giving us like contracts, packs, and elite players, but we never know how many we're going to need. But that's pretty much the only thing. And obviously we get stuff for just playing the game, loyalty rewards, but we never know until the game actually comes out how many it's going to take.
Do you get rewards for like spending money in console?
You get rewards for, I think we talked to Jake about that on the podcast, about like maybe making a tier for like money spenders that they can get like exclusive stuff. But no, only rewards you get for spending money is going to be legendary status for Mutt rewards faster. And I guess you get coins for having packs to pull. But money spenders don't really get anything besides packs.
Okay, yeah, because we used to get tons of like every single promo we'd get an additional pack or additional bundle if we spent money. But then this whole last year they've completely disregarded, like, because they give you like badges based off how much you spend, like bronze badge, silver, gold, elite, platinum, based off like how much money you buy from them. So like I have a platinum badge, but it's like I don't get anything from it, which is kind of lame, you know?
Yeah. All right. So what we mentioned earlier, sorry, this has run quite a long time. What needs to be fixed for mobile for 19, Slay?
So for mobile, I think they need to revisit the whole training thing, because I kind of liked having it max out at 99 overall. Being able to train up a player to like crazy amounts and then not even have that reflect on the field is kind of stupid. So that kind of concept I feel like would be pretty cool to switch up. One of the biggest things with Madden Mobile is there's not a bunch of like knowledge on what's going to happen next, or it's kind of like just like a shot in the dark, like, oh, you wake up one morning, all of a sudden you have a promo. So I think if like they have like a billion game changers for Madden Mobile, so I think if they could communicate more like future promos or even release things earlier, I think that would definitely help a ton. And then of course just offering more coin buyable packs. They require stamina to play different live events. They require a ton of stamina because they want you to refill your stamina by spending money. So if they can kind of cater more towards the free to play, I feel like they'd be better off. I think when they try and make it pay to win, it just increases people's want to more go out and break terms of service. But if they made it actually easier for people to grind live events, open up packs that are affordable, that provide a solid amount of content then I think that would be beneficial. And what's stupid is that the App Store released that they're actually changing the rule of loot boxes for mobile games, and that each game has to actually legally show the percentage of polling said player. But they actually haven't done that yet. So I don't think that Apple is going to like get mad at EA for not revealing the loot box percentages for their bundles, because they're such a big moneymaker. But being able to be more transparent in terms of like what's in the packs, the odds, I feel like that'd be beneficial.
Has other big mobile games done that? Like the ones that are bigger than Madden Mobile? Like I don't know what's the biggest mobile game right now, but like
probably still freaking Clash.
Yeah,
Clash
of Clans. Do they have they revealed theirs yet?
I don't think so. I don't know about Clash because I don't play as much, but I don't think Clash has like that random pack system. I think it's just like you just buy and then you just can go buy like whatever in the store. Okay. I don't think it's like a random loot box that you get. That's actually a really good point. I should go look up some more games that have that feature and see if they have any differences. But yeah, it's kind of a gray area. You're just like, I don't really know.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Texas, you don't play mobile much. So anything else on for Slay? Any other improvements for 19 that you want on mobile?
I think the only other improvement would be improvements for the leagues. I know you guys don't even have leagues, leagues are really cool, and they offer this thing called like survival, where it's like everyone in your league every single day has to like play this like kicking challenge, kind of like they're like solo challenges kind of, and then if you do it all together then you get to level up your league and you get more prizes and stuff. So okay. I think they release a lot of promos, which is cool, but they're not really dedicated to like the OG content. So like they spend a lot of their money and resources coming out with brand new promos and flashy cards, but kind of the base, like some of the OG team of the week sets and stuff, and like some of the old like tournament rewards and stuff, they kind of neglect for, you know, the new flashy signature promo that they released again. So they kind of put their attention more towards, you know, the big bundles than the actual game.
Okay. So they basically just kind of took that idea from, I know Mortal Kombat had that, where you can join a clan and your clan, your whole point of being in a clan is to acquire these points daily.
Yeah.
In order for your clan to rank up and get like exclusive gear, exclusive content. And so that'd be kind of dope to see over on console up there, but I don't know how they would implement that, because I don't know what kind of prizes they could give outside of just like actual IRL stuff, like tickets to games. That'd be kind of cool if you could get a clan together and like not farm solos, but like do solos and knock out objectives and knock out sets, and they just keep track of that over the month. And then whoever has the most at the end of the month ends up getting something cool. It'd be interesting.
Yeah, that would be dope.
Yeah, so like if they brought it to console, that'd be kind of cool. So like, yeah, leagues. I mean, leagues. I don't know. Do you think they would be too much work for console? Because console isn't really like you see that a lot on mobile, where like you like other games have leagues and clans and stuff like that. But like you don't see a whole lot of games like that on console, do you?
I mean, like I said, Mortal Kombat on console has it.
Mortal Kombat. Sorry. Yeah.
Right, so it's Injustice. Injustice. It's kind of like the WB games. They have these. I remember my buddy Kyle, my roommate, got me into one. He's like, you got to get on here every day and get 100 points. I'm like, bet. And by day three, I'm like, this is stupid. Because like, it's fun.
Yeah, it gets repetitive.
But I'm like, I'm doing the same challenges over and over again just so I can just – I don't even know what I'm doing this for. So I got kicked out of the clan. But if I'm already playing Mutt, it'd be kind of something extra that I already put you in so you can compete against other people. They can do regions as well too, where you got like the Western region, the Mid region, and the Eastern region where they're all – different, just split up, and you're competing against everybody else. That happens in For Honor as well, which is another console game. So they have this on console. It's just EA doesn't have it in their game.
Yeah, right. I don't like the whole log in, do a couple things, and log out type of system. That's kind of like EA's putting us on a wheel like we're rats, just so they can get their numbers up for daily logins. And so like they already have something like that with a daily login system currently. People say like, I hate this game. All I do is log in, kick a couple field goals, and I log off. Like so, it's
I'm not a big fan of that whole daily login system for rewards. I feel like that's just not a game at that point. That's kind of just work. So I feel like they can do more fun things, actual game things with like leagues and kind of, I don't know how you'd relate that to the actual NFL, make it like league battles or stuff, but you could do bring a lot of other game type system stuff, not just with like daily logins or get these certain little things done for your guild, but actual fun things to do.
I agree with you. Go ahead.
We have league versus league tournaments, which is really fun because it's like your league versus any random league that's kind of around your ranking. And then like there's like a chat that you guys can like trash talk to other leagues as you play them. You can see everyone's team. It's like I think it'd be a really dope addition to console because it's like you don't have to play in the tournaments. You don't have to play. You have like a commissioner. You have like you have admins like rankings within the league, and you have like your own chat actually on the Madden-able phone. So like you can always chat with everyone in your league. Like, hey, you go ahead and take this higher overall. I'll take this dude, and then you can kind of like trash talk. So that's kind of the fun concept of it. It's like almost kind of like a mini social media within Madden, which is somewhat unique.
Yeah, that would be kind of neat for the league battles. I agree. That'd be kind of interesting. But we'll see. All right, so moving on from that, I saw Clint Oldenburg tonight got promoted to league gameplay designer. So he's doing gameplay. He's not doing Rex's old job. Rex was the creative director, so Rex was in charge of gameplay, Mutt, CFM. I think the competitive guys have their own like system over there, but Clint just got gameplay, so I don't know. Hopefully Clint seems like he's passionate about it, you know, former NFL offensive lineman, and hopefully we can keep getting changes to the game and improvements from because the game, in my opinion, has gotten better. I know a lot of people disagree with me over the last few years since Clint has been there. I know it's more animation-based, which kind of sucks, but we'll see. Hopefully a lot of the bugs and you know, crazy plays that are just overpowered get kind of tuned next year. So good luck to Clint. We've had him on the podcast before. Hopefully we'll have him on in the future. But I don't know. Do you guys have anything or Texas? I know MMS doesn't really know Clint that much. But Texas, do you have anything to say about Clint?
No, hopefully best luck on the job because it's a new gig. I mean, just make blocking better.
That's all I really get ready for the heat, Clint.
Just make blocking better. Yeah. And make defensive linemen's rap matter. Like make strength matter. Like just make strength. That should be like a hashtag. Hashtag make strength matter 2019.
There is so much to make different before 2019, but we won't get into it now. This is getting a little long on the pod. But let's get to the viewer questions. Let's take like three viewer questions, Texas, since we went long on the podcast.
Oh, we've been talking for a minute.
Yeah, it's been like almost 2 hours, hasn't it? What are we at?
It's been a minute. Yep. I was supposed to eat like an hour ago, but whatever.
We'll make it here. What happened to silver tickets? That's a good question, Chris. I like silver tickets. You can make any card in the game if you pull the silver ticket. Texas, where are those at?
Probably coming out in like a couple months since they're behind the schedule. I don't know, man.
Came out right before golden tickets.
Yeah, usually as you choose, like usually they give you they come out before just kind of get your appetite warm. But this year, there's not really any card that's going for crazy amount of coins. So even if you were to pull one, like it's like what card would you choose? There's not many with Weekend League and the rewards being great and the packs not being like great, but not be with options to get these cards. It's not really any card. Only thing you could probably ask for is a power, but I haven't to do the damn anything. So I don't think there's really any value in that. I think the most expensive card in the game is only expensive for like 3 weeks. Could be four. Like you could get like a 2 million coin card. Now, like there's not many million coin cards in Madden.
Yeah, true. So it'd be better after golden tickets come out. People would just be like, I'll take that golden ticket. Yeah,
yeah, it'd be much better to golden tickets come out so you can choose which one you want because that card would be going for crazy amounts.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Next question. What was that question again? Silver tickets. Never mind. Were silver tickets on Madden Mobile?
No, never had silver.
Okay. All right. Tex, do you have a question that you wanted to say, or should I go on to the next one?
I'm looking right now. I just have a lot of statements. Oh, okay. I don't have any questions.
Like the wheels one?
Like the wheels is a statement, yeah. What Will's talking about how they have weekends. So Will's a fellow YouTuber, shout out to you for listening to the podcast, appreciate it. He says last week when we were referring to the EA not having theme weekend leagues, he said that they can clearly do theme weekend leagues because they did it for solo challenges with Divisions and Kims early on in the year. They're just being lazy. So that's just a statement about EA not really being honest and truthful with us, if they can kind of have divisions and different types of weekend league solo themes, how come we can't have it for actual gameplay?
True. Yeah, I agree. We talked about it last week. It makes sense why we'd have theme weekend leagues. All right, this one from Ryan Riffle says, this may sound bad, but I think the Mutt YouTubers have been lazy with squads this year. I watch IMAF squads games every time you post them. They fight and argue and lose every game. I love Texas' recent live stream playing with subs. I would love more squads content on YouTube. Now, Slate, Mobile doesn't have squads. They just have the leagues, right?
Yeah, we don't have squads.
Okay, because, you know, I mean, you guys can't even fit two people on a field, so six would be crazy.
That's true.
Yeah, Texas, have you seen your live stream? Does that do good numbers, or is it like only a small amount of community that actually likes squads?
I think it's a small amount because not many people like watching certain camera views and certain play styles. So I feel like if you're going to be streaming squads, you have to be the quarterback because nobody really wants to watch you just run routes. So I think it's about like the viewer like trying to enjoy it themselves. I don't think those do great, but I like having fun and people want to play squads. So I got nothing better to do. So I hop on stream and have fun with the people that are interested in viewing. But I can maintain 100 viewers a stream doing that, so... It's fine, but I don't think that.
Wait, how many squads? How many viewers again?
100? I think I get 100 like men. Like I can get
100,000.
No, yes, yes, no. But like I'm over here, like because I think the reason why squads doesn't do well viewership wise is because there's not really anything you're playing for. You're playing for a coach you're not going to get. You got to get 1,000 collectibles to get that coach.
Yeah, which is great. So you think that's the reason people don't like watching squads? Because there's nothing to get?
There's no chase, really. Like you in weekend league, there's a chase. Top 100. Competitive game. Squads, there's not really anything in that mode that people are like engaged with, I think. I think people like seeing stakes involved. If you're playing by yourself and it all on you, whereas with squads, like you have two other people you can rely upon. And I think people like stakes, and there's no stakes in squads. There's no playoff really system that's great. There's nothing in that mode.
Well, they got the same playoff system as regular seasons.
They do now, but like a lot of the games, you get kicked out, so you can't even make it up to the top tier stages. And it just, I don't know. I think something about weekend league that just people gravitate towards more because squads and weekend league are it's just gameplay. So you think viewership would be the same, but it's not.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. So Slay, have you watched any squads content?
The only person I've watched is IMAV, actually. So, yeah. I mean, I just like it because he just riots with his family. But yeah, I don't watch much squad stuff. I know because squads was introduced last EA Play, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I remember, yeah, that was all the hype at EA Play. You would just hear people just getting hyped over it. But yeah, I don't feel like it lived up to the expectations that we kind of thought.
Oh, they abandoned it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, no, it's weird because people like playing squads. I see a lot of people say, I really enjoy squads, but it doesn't seem like it's a small but passionate community, in my opinion. Texas, what do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, Slay.
I was going to say, it's just – go ahead, Slay.
No, I was just agreeing.
I was saying, it's just because I feel like people don't like playing modes that just – like with Draft Champions. Draft Champions is the same mode, but I feel like you have to add stuff to it so people would be more intrigued to like actually watch and view the stuff and play it. And so when a mode goes neglected as much as that mode has been dead, like you're not going to see much on it. We're not going to see any innovation. When you go into like squads and it's the same teams over and over again and there's nothing really on the line to play for, it's like no point. I think the stakes are a huge issue with it, but like the fact that EA didn't actually really do anything with that mode after the first update is kind of tragic.
I mean, you can say the same thing. Like they updated Draft Champions only a couple times, too. They only updated regular. Regs never get updated, but I guess nobody really does that. But Mutt just does its regular content, too. So I don't know. I think it's more like because I did a couple squads video early in the year, and they did much worse than the rest of my content. So I was kind of surprised because I thought squads would be hyped, too. But clearly, Weekend League, more people cared about this year. Maybe it's just because, you know, I don't know, that people didn't like squads as much as regular content, single player. So
Anyways, moving on with any other questions that you want to ask, Tex? Or should I get the last one?
Looking right now, I don't see any question other than we should have Savage on every 3 weeks.
Yeah, Sav was a good one last week. This one's a good one. Bob Loblaw thinks Weekend League put too many coins on the market and thinks it should be reduced. Yeah, we've talked about Weekend League before, and I don't know. Let's just I guess we've talked about it. I mean, do you think Weekend League should be reduced to 20 games, Tex?
Easily, it should be reduced down, and it can kind of go up and down. They could probably do like a thing where 1 week it's 10 games, 1 week it's 25 games. Just kind of keep it fresh, change things up.
That would be, I don't know, I think people would be pissed by that.
But people would be pissed by playing more games? Like, instead of paying 25 games, why put me up against the last 15 people I typically play? Like, I'd be much rather do that. If I beat these last 15 people, I'd be much better than going 10-0 against a bunch of, like, glue eaters.
Yeah, but your 10-0 would be your first 10 anyways.
No, they could change the rating, games. They have the head-to-head. I don't know how to, I just think constantly changing things is good. Constantly being spontaneous. Yeah. And 1 week in 25 games, 1 week it's 10. And 1 week it may be only gold, 1 week maybe only bronzes. Like, I think that'll be fun. And they can have the competitive weekend league for those that are trying to qualify for tournaments, but they can have something for people that are just trying to have fun playing games, because at the end of the day, that's what video games are all about.
Yeah, yeah. And then why Fortnite is so popular, because it's just fun to play. All right, so Madden Mobile Slay, everybody check out his YouTube channel. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. Any last words before we sign off?
No, thank you guys so much for having me. I've been listening to this for a bit now, and I love it. So appreciate you guys giving the mobile content a little bit of a nod. But yeah, love the podcast. You guys are great creators, and I can't wait to listen to more.
I appreciate it. Hey, do you think one more little thing? Could mobile interact with console at all? Could they connect the two at all in any ways?
In terms of communities or in terms of the game?
The game.
I'm trying to think. You could try. It's so much different. I think the next step they have to do to be able to integrate anything with Mutt would be to have to do live defense. So as of now, we only play head-to-head.
Right.
We only play offense. But if we can play defense at the same time and actually connect live, which is fairly possible, you could see some sort of, like, I don't know, some sort of correspondence with console. But, I mean, again, it's like my fingers versus your controller.
Probably not.
Which would be kind of unique. Yeah.
I got you. All right, Texas, any last words?
Nope.
All right. Appreciate Slay. Appreciate Texas. I'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.
All right. Peace.